Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
You know the drill, people. Welcome everybody to the show. And once again, I'm reloaded! Yep. Alright, let's get the music crunk up, everybody. Welcome to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Alright. Really glad to have you guys in the building. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. You're acting with the best and the brightest of K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, you dig? Got a nice show going on tonight, you feel me? Something that I wasn't even going to do, but then, you know I am. I just changed the show at the spur of the moment, you feel me? Got Trey Plus is supposed to be coming on the show tomorrow from an artist spotlight. We're going to be getting a homie on to play some of his music. And also give a little quick interview about his career. And he's got some nice songs. You feel me? He's an inspired artist. So that's for tomorrow night. But tonight it's episode 143. It's called Point Taken, but fuck you. And we'll get into that to us in a second. Before I start the show, I want to remind everybody that K100 Internet Radio is on Facebook. We're on MySpace, you dig? MySpace.com/K-100 Radio, all right? K-100 Radio, all right? The official site for the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 Radio, all right? That's where you can listen to the show live on the internet and stream it. You can also get replays and download replays of prior shows. You know, we got a lot of them. We already up to episode 143. We got a lot of great shows. So if you're just now getting put on about K-100, highly suggest you go back and listen to some of the other shows. They're just as entertaining. You know, you just can't call in because they're replays, but they're just as funny to just listen to. All right? We want to remind you that we're on Facebook. Look us up on Facebook, please. Just do a Facebook search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. That is us. And last but not least, we're on iTunes as an official podcast inside the iTunes store. All right? So go look us up in all three of those areas, if you will, please. Do that for us, all right? Moving right along. The official email address for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's k100radio@gmail.com. There's no dash. Just the letter K, the number 100 radio. k100radio@gmail.com. It's all one word. That's the official email address for the show. Use this email address if you want to give us feedback about the show. If you want to send us ideas about topics that you want to talk about on the show. And also, if you're an artist or you know someone that's an artist and they want to submit music to be on the show, tell them to send their music, or if it's you, send your music in an MP3 format to k100radio@gmail.com. Make sure it's a good quality recording. All right? Don't send me nothing sound like you made it with a cell phone. Gonna flush it. Not gonna play it. So far, I played every song that someone has sent me, even if I didn't necessarily like the song, as long as it was great quality, because I'm all about the independent artists. For those of you who don't know, my name is Blizzard once again. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment, and K100 is also an arm of the company. It's an indie record label. I've been doing it for a long time, so I got love for the underground hip-hop and R&B scene. Last night, we had one of the Facebook K100 officers come through and read some poetry. So if you do spoken word or anything like that, by all means, go back and listen to episode 142. But if you do spoken word, holler at me, all right? I'll get you to call in, and you can, you know, spit your piece over the phone or however you want to do it, all right? We do take spoken word submissions also. So, K100radio@gmail.com. That's the official email for the show and send all your correspondence to that email address, all right? Moving right along. We got a great show going on for tonight. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hold on a second. I'm multitasking over here. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, all right? So y'all hit us up on the phone lines. Make sure if you're on the phone lines, hit the number one. Welcome everybody that's jumped onto the phone lines early. But if you are on the phone lines, I really want to hear from you. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't mind you guys just listening in, though. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate that support. Everybody don't like to talk. They just like to listen. And some people may not have access to the internet during the live hours, which once again is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 to 9 in the Bay. For all my Bay County people, I got love for y'all. That's 7 to 9 Bay County time. And I know we air during a lot of primetime sitcoms and people just getting off work and getting the kids together. So, you know, I can't help. This is the time that I just like to do it. You know what I'm saying? I think I make good numbers being that I'm a primetime show. A lot of people's shows start a little later when everybody's calmed down and settled in. You feel me? But I keep mine in prime time. You know, if I can still get these kind of numbers in prime time, which is 16,000 downloads and plays after the fact, it doesn't count how many people listen to me live and over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Which is really good. We've only been on the air for a couple of months. So, big up to us for that. You feel what I'm saying? And but if you can't listen to us live, make sure you check out the replays, okay? But for those of you all, for those of you that are here right now, we're going to go ahead and crank it up with episode 143. And actually, one of my friends, Raspy Rawls, what's up, homie? He posted something inside the Facebook K100 group today. And it was about this guy. I don't know if you, how politically astute some of you might be just listening to the show or whatever. But if you are halfway kind of sort of politically astute, then you've heard of this prick called Glenn Beck. Yes, I call Glenn Beck a prick. If you don't think Glenn Beck is a prick, this might not be the show for you. I'm just saying. So he posted up something that Glenn Beck was talking about, and I really just don't like this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like I got some white friends, some cool white friends, but Glenn Beck is not a white person to me. Glenn Beck is what I like to call a cracker, which is a white person with a superiority complex that thinks that he's entitled to something just because he's white. So down south, we call white people like that crackers. You feel me? If that offends you, you might want to hang up now. But if you know that to be true and you know what the difference is between a white person and a cracker, please stay on the show and hang around. All right? For you people that's up north that don't use that word, it's the same as you say honky or peckerwood or anything. In a derogatory form that you would have for a white person who has a superiority complex. All right? And this just happened. This is what we happen to call them down here down south. Of course, nothing against good-hearted, good-natured white people who just see everybody equally. And I got a lot of friends like that. You feel what I'm saying? But Glenn Beck is a prick, all right? And to me, I think he's a cracker deep in his heart. He just uses his pulpit, his bully pulpit, and his political connections and his media face to hide his true heart and true intentions. And this is what I believe about him. And also Rush Limbaugh and a couple other people. All right, and I call it how I see it on the show, when black people do some stupid shit, I be like, you know, that's some ignorant nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? I pull no punches with my own people either. You feel what I'm saying? I call that shit out when I see it too. Like Gucci Man, you a dumb ignorant nigga for getting the fucking ice cream tattooed on the side of your face, nigga. That was stupid. See, that's some nigga shit right there. You got no problem saying that? K100 Internet Radio. This is just a flat-out, uncensored, uncut talk. You see what I'm saying? As if I was in a room full of black people or white people or whatever, it doesn't matter. I pretty much kind of keep it even keel all the time. You feel me? And it's in a professional environment where you just can't use the rhetoric and use the profanity and the language that comes associated with having an internet radio station that's uncensored by the FCC. But that's not where we're at. Right now, we're on K100 Internet Radio, so I call it how I see it. So for episode 143... Glenn Beck is an ass, okay? But the thing about Glenn Beck is, and I will contend and give to him, he does say factual shit. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't always come out of left field with the facts. Sometimes I say about 40% of the time. Sometimes he just makes up the facts to bend them and make them fit what he's saying. That's the masterful art why he has so many followers and so many people don't realize his true nature. They get blinded because you can take something, and if somebody tells you that it's a fact, and you can show them that it's a fact, and you have to contend that, then you automatically think this person is smart, or this person is somebody you should listen to. And people can say the same thing about Blizzard and K100, because I like to research and do a lot of facts and stuff when I'm doing the show. You feel what I'm saying? And some people might be like, he's just this, that, and third. Yeah, he write about this, whatever, but why would you should listen to him? He cusses too much, and he uses derogatory words about people, and, you know, he's really not just, okay, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. See, the problem, the thing with me is I don't give a fuck. I just give it to you raw and uncut, all right? And Glenn probably doesn't give a fuck about me because he has his own agenda. Me and Glenn's agenda is not the same, all right? He'd like white America to reclaim their quote-unquote rightful position, which is what he said, in this country. I'm about to, my main objective for this show is the empowerment and information to the community, to the black community, and to also help spread independent music. Those are my goals with K100. If you had any misconceptions about what it is, all right? So his agenda and my agenda are nothing like. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into the synopsis of the show. And for those of you who have never listened to my show, I do a synopsis, a breakdown of each one of my shows. You feel what I'm saying? And if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, you can read the synopsis for each one of them. You feel what I'm saying? The breakdown about what I'm talking about. All right? So here it goes for episode 143. Okay, so I have a variety of friends. And these people I call friends now, these are not associates, okay? People I call friends. Some are rich, some are poor, some are black, some are white, some are male, and some are female. Yes, smart asses, I do have females that I don't have sex with, female friends. They are females and they are my friends, and no, we don't sleep together. Yes, I have those. Some of them I do sleep with. That's not the point. That's not the point. I don't want to get sidetracked here, okay? So I got a variety of friends, all right? We've all disagreed about something. I have never met someone that agrees with everything I say, nor I agree with everything they say, and I absolutely 100% mean ever, all right? Never. So that's never happened in my lifetime. We can have 1,000 things in common, but there will be some point of contention between us eventually because we are all individuals, and that's the beauty of life and people. You feel me? Sometimes I can even agree to disagree with someone. I can acknowledge that a person has a point, but I can still say that I don't like that point, if you can get what I'm saying, all right? A person can be right about something in the grand scheme of things, but the way they present it, or even just because of the person they are that's presenting this argument, you still don't give a damn. You say, fuck them anyway. Yeah, I know they're right, but fuck them. I don't care. That's how I feel about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck can say some shit that I know that might be a fact. Yeah, I know China's plotting some more sinister-ass shit. That's the part of that newscast that I saw today that he was right about. I agree. China is a very big threat to this country. But I don't give a fuck about it because Glenn said it. I give a fuck about it, but fuck Glenn. I don't care if he's right or not. I don't even want to listen to the telecast because it's Glenn. Follow me, people. Follow me. All right? I hope you do. Sometimes you just don't give a damn about a good point somebody making because of how they say it, which is what some people might feel about my show. Yeah, he be saying some trill shit, or he be saying some good stuff, but he just cuss too much. Lord have mercy. I can't take it. That's how my mama feel about the show. She knows I'm doing some good, but she can't listen to my show because I cuss too much. Some white people can't listen to my show because I've used the word cracker. Some women can't listen to my show because I've used the word bitch. There's a variety of reasons why you might not listen to my show, even though I speak from fact about bucket all the time. Unless I'm just being a sarcastic smartass, which I do often. But I mostly keep it real, and I mostly speak from facts, especially when I'm giving you definitions of words and breaking down some serious shit. I do my research. That's how it works. But some people still won't listen to it, even though it's facts, because of my presentation, because it's me. And I dig that. And that's what we're talking about here on the show. All right? You see, it's like when a skinhead says something like, blacks just want to sit around and get welfare and milk the system. You know, Aryan Nation guy, they hate all black people. Now, see, we're all not all like that. But then again, you know, I mean, there's enough sorry-ass niggas living in the projects that's living like that to where I can see somebody who's really kind of racist anyway having that as a point. Even though we all know all of us ain't like that, there's quite a few of us like that. Point of contention, skinhead, but fuck you, skinhead. Because of the messenger. Are you getting, are you following me, K-Wanager? Are you with me? Alright? There are people, like an atheist. An atheist can say, no one can prove God exists. And then they can show you historical facts that totally contradict everything that the Bible stands for. Show you historical facts that say people were preaching about a savior that existed, that was born on the 25th, and the three wise kings, and this myth was told in Egyptian times 3,000 years before the birth of Christ. And they can show you all these facts and stuff, and it can be right. But if you're a person of faith and you believe in God, you know what? Fuck you, atheist. I don't give a shit. I still believe in God. We can show you that the Big Bang Theory is we can show you dinosaurs existed. We can show you the stars are so numerous it doesn't make sense that that we're the only people in the cosmos. It just doesn't fucking make sense. But someone, somewhere, even though you map out these scientific facts, will indeed tell you to kiss their ass, basically. They don't believe you, even though you're showing them facts. And this is what I'm talking about tonight for episode 143. Point taken. Which means I see your point. I understand. You got some facts. You got a valid point. But still, fuck you. And that's what I'm talking about tonight on K100 Internet Radio. You dig? All right. So, here are the questions. Number one, will you take direction or advice from a person who you think, who you might not like, but has knowledge that is correct? You feel me? Should I listen to Glenn Beck and soak in what the fuck Glenn Beck say and view shit the way Glenn Beck views it because he throws in a couple of facts with his bullshit rhetoric? Fuck no. That's my answer. Fuck no. There's no argument for me here. You may disagree. Second question. Do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is as long as the message is true? Again, should people that are considered media be allowed to mix their own personal views in with actual news facts when reporting? Now, see, this is where it gets funny with me. And, you know, with me being on the flip side of everything and me coming, starting up the internet radio show, I'm considered media at this point, even though it's blog. You feel me? Blog talk. This still is radio. It's internet radio. It's being blasted all across the web, all across the world. People can listen to it and take it for media and take it for fact or whatever. But at the end of the day, I have to contend that I'm a form of media. A form of media. Although I'm not CNN, I'm a form of media. All right? But I mix my personal views with every fucking thing I talk about. Whether it's serious or fun, relationships, sex, or politics, I mix my personal views in with it. But major news networks we're talking about here, we're talking about your CNNs, your Fox News, your local channel, your local affiliates that give you the daily evening news on world events, your 60 Minutes and all that. Should these people be mixing in their personal views with the news? Is it really the news if it's mixed in with your personal rhetoric? That's why Glenn Beck, to me, is not a news anchor. He's not a news show. And I'm not a news show. He's a motherfucker with the show on Fox. But he's not a news person. Really? This is where you get your news from? When everything he says and depicts, he has a personal slant on it? No. The news, when somebody comes up and tells you the news, they tell you the facts, and it is what it is. That's why I'm not a news station. I'm a personal blog. I'm a personality. I'm an on-air personality. And this is my show, and that's what the fuck Glenn Beck is. So when you tell me that you listen to Glenn Beck and you get your news from Glenn Beck, I must, in fact, kill you. Okay, 100. You're a fucking idiot. Because he puts a personal slant on everything. He's just not reporting the sheer facts. All right? That's not news reporting. That's just an on-air personality with the show. So the third question, once again, was should people that are considered media and news people be allowed to mix their own personal views in with actual news facts when reporting? They can. I just don't consider them news. I consider them on-air personalities, and they have a show. It's not the same thing. Do you listen to news stories or radio shows based on the actual facts they present or based on the on-air personality? Why do you listen to your news? When you listen to the news and you say, I just like to listen to the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. Why? Because you like Wolf Blitzer? Or is it because you like the information that they put out there? Because, see, Glenn can say a lot of shit that makes sense, but fuck him. Me, I'm not listening to Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh. Yep. If I'm listening to them, I'm listening to them just to listen to them how much of a prick they are. Just so I can have more ammunition to use against their punk ass if I ever get a one-on-one spar with those faggots. Of course, I use words like faggots, which makes a lot of people, gay people, not like my show. But then again, I'm not a news station. I'm an on-air personality. So, number five. Where do you get your information about politics and world events? All right? Where do you get your information about politics and world events? Where do you get your real news from? What's your source? These are the questions for episode 143. Let's get to it. First person I got on the line, I got my homie Rasky Rawls on the line. Homie, what's happening?
What's good?
What's good, man? So this is my homie right here who posted up the news story that I was talking about with Glenn Beck. You feel what I'm saying? And I told him I was going to let him stay on live. I was going to leave his mic line open. You feel what I'm saying? For the duration of the show. Because he's a brother. He's a deep brother. He's also an artist himself. But he also does a lot of research and posts up a lot of interesting stuff on Facebook. That's thought-provoking. That I wish a lot of my people would check out. Even if you don't agree with it. You feel what I'm saying? Even if you don't agree with it. He still posts up some stuff that I feel like, you know, people should know about. You feel what I'm saying? So, homie, I'm going to go ahead and ask you the first question, and I'm going to go to the rest of the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right? You're rocking with K1's Internet Radio. I'm on the air with my homie, Rasky Rawls. All right? So, Rasky, do you take it? This doesn't necessarily mean from the media perspective for the first question. I'll break that down second. Will you take advice or direction from a person who you don't like, but may have knowledge that is correct?
I'm not going to say I'm going to take advice or direction from them, but I'm going to see where they're coming from, and I'm going to research what they say myself. I'm going to form my own opinion on what I research and what I find out. I'm not going to go on what nobody tells me. I go from my mama to my preacher.
Okay. That's a good answer. All right. Do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is as long as the message is truth? If you know let's say you know your preacher is in fact not necessarily a good person or something like that, but at the end of the day, you were a person of faith and you believed in the Bible, and you know when he get in the pulpit and he preaches, he keep it 100, he goes strictly by the Bible or whatever, but you know for a fact he's fucking Sister Jenkins in the motherfucking goddamn choir. You see what I'm saying? Do you think people should still follow this man?
Put it to you like this. I got a saying that say, don't judge me. I'm just a messenger.
Uh-huh.
He's just a messenger. He's just giving you the message. So you know the message is true. You go for what you know is true in your heart. Don't worry about what he do that's wrong or right. You can't judge him.
So you saying it's okay, even if you know this person is not not necessarily really practicing what they preach, but when they do preach, they get the message across fluently and factually, you still say it's okay to take advice from this person?
I'm gonna tell you what my mom used to tell me. Don't do what I do. Do as I say.
So then you go.
Yeah, I'm saying yes. If it's truth, then I know it's the truth. What he do has nothing to do with what I'm gonna take as the truth. What he do is all him. Yeah, if I know what he's saying is true, I'm gonna listen to it and I'm gonna research it out so it's true. I don't care how I get it, as long as it's the truth. I'm seeking the truth, the honest to God truth. Not some of that bullshit that they put out there. All I'm searching for is the truth. So if it ain't the truth, I don't want it. I don't care how I get it, as long as it's the truth, I want it.
Okay. Point of contention between me and Raspy Ross, right here. I don't necessarily think that, and I would not advocate or suggest anyone listen to a false prophet, whether he's preaching the truth or not. You feel what I'm saying? I would not advocate, nor would I suggest that anyone listen to someone in that capacity. Even if I know that this preacher is very charismatic and what he says about the Bible is factual and he doesn't switch it around, if I know for a fact that this preacher is not living by that particular word which he preaches, I'm not going to be the one that says I will listen to this preacher. I won't attend his church. I don't want to support his cause or anything like that. So a point of contention between me and Rasta Ross right here now. This is the person that I've never really met him. You feel me? We really just getting to know each other. But I think he got a good heart and a good soul. You feel what I'm saying? He's a good dude. But here we are right now with a point of contention between both of us, and we kind of like minds on a lot of stuff. We got a lot in common. But I don't agree with him on that point.
You gotta be able to agree to disagree.
Right.
That makes
right.
you who you are.
Right. And that's what a lot of people have a problem with. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, I'm not applying the point taking but fuck you thing with my homie Rasta Rawls at all. You feel what I'm saying? But this is the part of my synopsis where I say I can agree to disagree with someone that I'm actually cool with and that I have a lot in common with. That's a perfect example for my first caller. You feel what I'm saying? All right, question three, homie. Should people who are considered to be media news personalities now, this is the key word, should people that are considered to be media news personalities be allowed to mix their own personal views in with actual news facts when reporting?
I feel that they should report the truth, and that's it. However you feel, if you decide you want to go up and say, well, this is how I feel about the situation, yes, but I don't feel you should mix, you should twist the truth up to feel towards the way you believe.
Right. And so saying that, because you know people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, that's what they do. They are masters at that. You
yeah,
see, they spit facts. They spit facts, but at the same time, they are masters of putting their own personal twist and slant on it. You feel what I'm saying? Like that.
But it's like the story I posted. He might be presenting all the facts to that story, but it's something else that he has underlying that he wants to get on his agenda. That's why he are presenting those facts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you know what I'm saying? Like they don't like Obama. Well, I don't like Obama either.
Uh-huh.
But he all the stuff he put out was true, was facts. So if you go from there, he could be putting that out for that now. And once he has your attention, now he's trying to turn you on Obama for his own personal reasons. Instead of saying this is why you shouldn't like Obama because the bitch ain't no good. He fucking over our country. He fucking up the health care. He putting his money in debt. They don't say that shit.
Uh-huh. Well, yes, they do. Actually, they do. They say it all the time. Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh do. They do. They say those exact things all the time. I've heard them say it numerous times.
But that's the truth about Obama. Obama worse than Bush. It's just that he's black and he do it differently, so we view it differently. Instead of putting him on the same bar that we put Bush on and, you know what I'm saying, go after him like we went after Bush. Because, see, Bush wasn't nothing but to make the country be in an uproar for whenever they gave us Obama, for us to sit back and let Obama come through and do all the bullshit he's doing now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know you're going to have quite a few people on the phone line that just totally disagree with everything you said, right?
I know. That's what I right. want them to disagree, but I want them to also research.
Right.
And then come back and talk to me.
Okay. So, number four, do you listen to news stories or radio shows based on the actual facts they represent or the on-air personality? Which one?
The facts.
So who do you listen to? Where is the next question? The next question after that is, where do you get your information about politics and world events most? Who do you look for?
I Google everything, and I probably grab about 10 different news stories from different news channels and gather what everyone says, and I go from there, and I go with my own theory on how I view things. I don't just go by what they're doing, but also I take an account of history and what I also researched about what I know is going on with their plans. So, you know, you got to take all that into understanding. You can't just take that one news story and think that that one news story is it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I say you're right about that particular part. You feel what I'm saying? Because some people, like I said, each station is going to have their own slant and agenda on it or whatever. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you said you listen to them for facts or whatever, and you just take bits and pieces of each one. I still, before I go to the rest of the phone lines, I see everybody's hands raised up, and I'm coming. 347-934-0966. Just out of curiosity, how do you feel Obama is worse than Bush? Because I definitely don't agree with you on that.
You don't?
No, I don't agree that he's worse than Bush. No, I don't agree that he's worse than Bush.
All right. I like the health care. I got a friend who works at the hospital in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And the health care reform that Obama put out, you know, now that she pays insurance on her, she pays for insurance. So
uh-huh.
she can't go to any hospital with her insurance anymore. She can only go to the hospital for which her insurance company chooses. So if she's out of state and she can't get to none of those hospitals around, she has to pay to go to a different hospital out of her own pocket, which I feel
now, first of all, I know for a fact, that if you walk into a hospital with a detrimental illness, I don't give a shit if you got insurance, which insurance is it not. They're going to have to see you, and if they don't, they fucked. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
it by federal it, law. So,
but I'm saying the bill still has to come to her. Like say you may get 80-20 on your insurance, but they're going to bill it to her. Now, if she has insurance and there's a hospital that her insurance company has, she's going to just only have to pay that 20%. But if it's one that she don't have, they're going to bill her for the whole thing. But she has insurance. So why should it matter which hospital you go to? As long as I'm paying insurance, I should be able to go to any hospital in the world. I have insurance. I pay my insurance. It's paid up.
Okay. You know about the mile radius also within, the insurers do have to have to approve a hospital within a certain mile radius of your home and work. You know that, right?
But yeah, but say you out of state.
Uh-huh.
You're not by home or your work. You out of state. So if they don't have the hospital that's on your insurance list, you have to go to whatever is closest to you. Because I know you're not about to drive 50 extra miles and something is majorly wrong. Which if you're gonna go to the nearest hospital, you can. But
okay.
now you gotta foot that bill because that bill is not on your insurance list.
What about the fact that people who have pre-existing conditions? Or people with kids in college now have insurance.
Yeah, it's a way and way to that. You know what I'm saying? But like Canada don't have to pay for no insurance. We supposed to be where we supposed to be, most powerful country and all that. There, so why in the fuck can a Canada not have insurance, pay for insurance, and go get insurance, go get
well,
medical attention
well,
anyway?
Well. When the public option was put on the table, it would have never passed because it got that much opposition. Congress, so it wouldn't even got out of Congress when he tried to do the public option. It would have never made it. So what did you want him to do? Not do anything at all? Then they would have said he ain't did shit.
He ain't doing shit. But see, he's just a puppet.
Well, you
he
tell that
to
the 23-year-old college student who just couldn't go to the doctor last year, who can now. You tell that to the person who couldn't get insurance because they had a pre-existing condition that they can now. When you tell that to them, they're going to say he has done something.
Maybe they see it like that. They should have been taking care of their health before instead of depending on him to come through and pass that law.
What do you mean? They're in college. They don't even have a job. So now they can stay on their parents' insurance. That's the difference.
They can stay on their parents' insurance, you say?
Right now, you can stay on your parents' insurance if you're in school up to the age of 26, which is what Obama did. That's what Obama's doing. So right now, if you're a college student, when you go off to college, you graduate and you go somewhere, instead of you getting sick and having to pay out and you can't even go to the doctor because you don't have no insurance because you're a full-time student, now you can still stay on your parents' insurance if you're a full-time student because of Obama.
But at the same time, he has to do something to make you want to keep him in there. He can't just do all wrong. You know what I'm saying? Bush probably passed some laws.
Here we go, see? Yes, nobody's perfect, but you got to give. You got to give a little to get a little.
Yeah, but their agenda is not for us, for the lower level people, the middle people. Their agenda is not for us.
Okay.
It's
well, you said he was worse than Bush, and I know Bush would have never did anything like that of the sort. So I don't think if Obama was in office, we'd be at war in the Middle East right now. How about that part? You agree with that?
No.
You don't?
No.
You think we would have invaded? You think we would have invaded Iraq if Bush wasn't the president?
Yeah, because it was already on the agenda, was already set. Bush had nothing to do with it.
Oh, he was the commander in chief, but he didn't have anything to do with it.
They got people over Bush. Bush just doing what he told. Just like Obama doing what he told. See, okay. Either way it goes, no matter what president we would have had, we would have still been at war right now. Because there's a bigger agenda on the table.
We would have been at war with Afghanistan, but not Iraq.
We'd have been at war with Iraq.
Somebody had to die for 9/11, even if that was plotted. They had to show some. Even if they plotted the 3,000 people getting killed, they had to go kill 100,000 because we're America. That's what we do. You hit three of us, we kill 100,000 of yours, maybe a million. This is what we do. That's our history. But somebody had to die. But Iraq would have never. I don't think Iraq would have happened had Bush not been president. Afghanistan, 100%. Yeah.
That war is not for them bombing us. That war is for the start depopulation and the move into those countries. See, we have to rush. We have to rush the Cold War. They ain't never did away with that. That pet that Obama and Russia just made to do away with old stockpiles of nuclear missiles and to stop building nuclear. Man, you actually think Russia about to stop? Russia don't give a fuck about us. That's how come out.
And that's why we're not going to stop. So all these fucking tree-hugging motherfuckers that think Obama's came here to save the world and get rid of the nukes, kill yourself. As long as China got them and Russia got them, I don't want him to get rid of him, and I fucking won't vote for his ass if he do. I won't vote for him if he attempts to get rid of nuclear weapons. You can't get my vote, nigga. I won't vote for you.
He better keep him. He better keep him and keep producing.
Fucking right, he better keep him. And if he try to get rid of him before China and Russia does, I won't vote for him. Anybody else that does.
China and Russia ain't getting rid of what
and that's why we going to keep ours.
How many Russian spies they caught last year from Russia have been over here all them years?
I'm just trying to get to the point where you feel like Obama's worse than Bush.
Yeah. What? They all on the same agenda. It's all one agenda. You know what I'm saying? It's all one agenda. All they're doing is putting different puppets in our face to feed us this shit for us to look this way so they can go the other way. That's all that is.
Okay. Well, we're going to get ready to go to the phone line. I'm leaving the homie Raspy Rawls as Michael because he asked me to tonight. Let him kind of co-host with me tonight because, of course, like I said, I started this show based on the Glenn Beck post that he posted up. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And, you know, he said, you know, he's right about some things. And I'm like, you know, I don't give a fuck what this motherfucking cracker's right about. I hate him. You know what I'm saying? And he is indeed what I would consider a white person that I would consider to be a cracker. He's just not an average. He's not a white person. I know white people, and I know the difference between white people and crackers. And Glenn Beck, in my opinion, is a cracker. So is Rush Limbaugh. All right?
I agree.
All right. So here we go. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Next up, we got Twinkle on the line. Then I see 215. Oh, I see Ruby on the line, too. I'm going to go to her line real quick in a second. Twinkle, what's happening?
Loudest.
What's going on?
Nothing.
That's what's up. Thanks for calling the show. You feel what I'm saying? So, episode 143. Will you take direction, Twinkle, from a person who you might not like, but they have factual knowledge about whatever it is they're talking about?
Look, I wouldn't say I take their direction completely, but once the information is heard and sunk into my head, I can't say that I'm going to completely say fuck it and act as if I didn't. I've never heard it. I won't give them credit for anything that comes from any action I might do with the knowledge that they just gave me. But it is what it is. Once you hear something, you can't just go, oh, fuck it. I know that you're right. I heard it, but I'm going to completely ignore it. That'd be ignorant on my part.
Mm-hmm. I never said I completely ignored anything. I've never said I ignore anything that Glenn Beck says. I just don't follow his direction, whatever. Like, I could hear something Glenn Beck say, and I could kind of sort of maybe think it is true, whatever, but I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. I don't even want to hear that shit. Even if you're right, I'll let somebody else tell me, you know, I'm like, just like, fuck him, and fuck Rush. And, also Neil Bortz. You feel what I'm saying? If you're an Atlanta local. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, these are people who I just feel like a fucking prick. And even if they got a point, I always feel like their point is always got a slant to it. You feel what I'm saying? So that they could tell me something, and it may be factual, but I probably wouldn't even take it for a grain of salt until I hear that actual fact presented to me by someone who I deem is not on the same shit they own. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, then, if that could, well, with that being said, don't know it to be fact at the time when they say it to you, because you know that they could shit that they want mixed into it. But no, you can't fix the thing, so you can't really ask questions if that is your answer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. excuse me. Oh, sneezing. How about that?
Bless you.
So, okay, I understand that. So let me ask you a second question. Do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is, as long as the message is truth? And I'm using the right now I'm using the proverbial preacher, the proverbial preacher scenario, where you know the preacher is fiery and he speaks the word of God and he speaks the truth and everything when it comes to that, but you know he also is fucking Sister Jenkins in the choir and he's married. Should you advocate this preacher? Should you say, yeah, you know, knowing if you know this fact, would you still tell people, yeah, you know, I mean, he ain't perfect, everybody's sin, blah, blah, but you should still go to his church and don't cast the first stone and blah, blah, all this. Well, even though he's preaching facts about the Bible or whatever, he's not necessarily practicing what he's preached.
I'm going to use a different example because I'm not too religious. So I'm going to say, you got kids, correct?
What'd you say?
I'm going to use a different example.
Okay.
Say you're talking to your children about drugs, sex, any of that. You don't want your kids out smoking weed and doing crack and all this other stuff. You don't want them having sex at a young age because they can get pregnant, whether you did it or not. So you still would want your children to listen to what you said, whether you were doing it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to, and that's a point. That's the point. I understand your point, and I see your point, but I'm going to say fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Episode 143. Not you literally, but I see your point, but fuck that. Because when it comes down to my kids are forced into it. Until they start paying their own fucking bills, they're forced to live by an exception to all these rules and everything we're talking about tonight. And that rule is called don't do what the fuck I do what the fuck I say rule. Or I beat your ass. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to bring the kids into it because they're kids and they can't make up their own mind. They're not old enough yet. All right? So I'd like to keep the conversation stuck to adult situations, if you would, please.
I mean, with that being said, I don't believe in God. So I can't even say that, you know, I've been to church before and I've heard all the word messages, blah, 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 blah. I sat down and I read the Bible myself front to back and I stuck to my own, I mean, opinion about it. So, no, it doesn't matter who the messenger is, but it does matter what's being said. That information isn't going to change no matter what the person is doing. If it's coming from a positive person, a negative person, or somebody that's just neutral, if the message stays the same throughout the entire, you know, throughout each messenger, then you have to take into consideration the message that you're hearing.
Okay.
As long as it's the truth, it shouldn't matter where it comes from.
Okay. Should people that are considered media news network people be allowed to mix their own personal views in with actual news facts when reporting it? Should we consider these people the news? Or should we just call them on-air personalities?
Once you start mixing your own personal views in with facts, it's no longer a fact. That's like me going,
Raspy doesn't agree, do you, Raspy? Because Raspy says even though Glenn Beck is a fucking prick, he's still preaching the facts. Right?
Yeah.
I watched the post. I watched it. I did. I watched it earlier today and I watched it yesterday when he posted it. You can't say he's telling the news or giving you all facts because within those facts, he mixed in his own opinion. He told you what he thought about it. You can't really get a full story from someone if they're telling you the facts and then they're covering the facts with their own personal opinion, because what you're going to remember is their personal opinion, because personal opinions always sound better than the facts. Facts are boring. That's why they come with opinions.
I guess you're right, because if you're going to be considered a news source, you should report the news, objectively. You feel me? So when I answer my own question, when I look for my news personality, when I look for my news, I look for people. I like to listen to news reporters and reports because sometimes I just don't want to read. But I want it when I get those reports. I'm only listening to people like, you know, like people like Anderson Cooper or something. You feel me? Who they just look? They go and they ask questions and they find out facts and they tell you. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes he does get a little personal if it's a really personal story. Man, I don't take too much stock in it. You feel me? I'm like, oh, he's getting personal now. You feel me? But for the most part, I say about 80% of the time, Anderson Cooper just pretty much gives it to you what he knows, and this is what he's been told by this person. And here you are. You know what I'm saying? And he just to ask the questions. You know, he asks questions, the tough questions. And so, but I consider him a news source? I don't know. You feel me? I mean, who is a fucking news source then? Because everybody's got their own personal opinion when it comes down to it. But we call them all the news. We call them all the news.
The only way you can get news and facts is if you witness everything firsthand. Then you know for a fact that it happened. Anything else is hearsay. It's, oh, this person told me, or did you hear on the news? It's not, you know, I know for a fact. It's, whenever someone asks you if you heard about something in the news, it's, oh, did you hear? So anything that you, that's being told to you is pretty much hearsay unless you witness it firsthand.
Okay. So do you listen to do you listen to news stories or radio shows based on actual facts they represent or on the, or the on air personality? Like, where do you get your news information about politics and world events from the most?
Newspapers. I read the paper. I watch my local news channel.
Uh huh.
Whenever I log into the computer. My homepage, I think it's MSN. Stories that pop up there. I read
all
that.
But you know the people writing these stories, the reporters who write the stories in the newspapers and the online sites are still people with their own agendas and slants.
Yeah, I know. And because I can't be everywhere at once, I have to sort of listen to all of this and put it all together and get my own opinion. I can't.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you really can't just say, I watched the news today and it's what I heard and point blank period. Like, I'll sit and I'll Google the news in different states and read there and see if different states have different, is reporting about different news.
Right.
Up here, there's a girl that went missing and North Carolina, she's from North Carolina, but North Carolina news and Baltimore news, they're, you know, it's pretty much the same story, but there's things different. So I put it both together and got my own story from it. You know, it's, that's just how you get to do sometimes.
Okay, all right. And that's what I think.
Hey, look.
Go ahead,
Rex. Like my cousin told me the thing when I posted about people could tell me probably what happened on the game more than they could tell me who's visiting our White House right now.
Right.
One of my cousins said, they're talking about the Korean and China missiles. I said, I don't think that's what they're talking about. She said, yeah, they said it on the news.
Uh-huh.
Come on, that's all you say because they said it on the news. That's why you think they're talking about the, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said you got to put our history and what's on the horizon of becoming to an aspect of who was there at the meeting or what they, you know what I'm saying, to say the news telling us they just what they were talked about. Come on, man. We know they talked about way more than that. We owe China way too much money for them just to be talking about some damn missiles over here.
Yeah.
You got to take into consideration that the government is not going to tell you everything that's going on.
Also true. They can't tell you everything. First of all, they cannot tell you everything. It's against national security interests. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Some shit you don't need to know. I've had a show about that. I'm not mad at our government keeping some shit secret and state secrets. You feel what I'm saying? Some shit motherfuckers don't need to know.
Like what?
A whole bunch of shit.
Like
a whole bunch of shit. If they was a part of killing the motherfucker over there, if they just went over there and just shot a motherfucker in the head and assassinated a bitch that they know was about to cause some major problems and shit, but you know that we can't technically carry out assassinations because we're supposed to be the good guys, but if they actually send a motherfucking SEAL team over there to blow this motherfucker Tate off because that's the only way they can get this motherfucker, then we don't need to know that, and bravo.
Well, look, now you got to put that on the other table. What happened if there was someone over here doing the same thing, and another country sent somebody over here to kill them?
Uh-huh.
So the first thing you don't want to do.
But the issue then comes in because anybody can watch the news. Anybody can get this information. If the government told us everything they were doing, everything that they was talking about, everything they was trying to accomplish, anybody can come in and fuck it up.
Right. You can't tell the people everything. I don't give a shit. Some shit you just can't tell the people. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I just don't tell my kids.
I agree. They got enough ignorant motherfuckers out here. You tell them the wrong thing.
Right.
They're going to think it the wrong way. Like they're trying to say about the shooting in Arizona. They're putting that on the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party, had that fucking sign up with the target.
But
they're trying to put that on, like, the Tea Party, like saying that they should have never put that out. That gave him an idea.
Maybe he was just fucking crazy, or maybe not. I will say this. The fucking Tea Party motherfuckers like to have their cake and eat it too. They want to be a motherfucking political faction when it's goddamn convenient, but they want to be a motherfucking goddamn rallying a clique and shit when it's convenient too, to rally up motherfuckers and stir motherfuckers up. But then when shit get too crunk and get too out of hand, when the motherfucker show up with a motherfucking AK-47 and Obama in the motherfucking noose, all of a sudden, oh no, we're not trying to really get them to that point. Well, yeah, I can't tell some of the shit y'all fucking say when the motherfucking riled up and do some shit. Oh, now it's not like that. We just a political party. Now it's just no. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck the Tea Party. How about that? That's an official K-100 stance. Next caller, Twink, what you had to say before I go to the next caller?
I'll be listening to your show from the web. I got to go do my parent thing. I just want to call in and give my 2 cents, as always. Love the show. And, yeah, Lee. All right.
Thanks for tuning in then. All right. 215, and I'm going to open up Ruby's line. And I see Michigan girl on deck, too. 215, you on the air with K-100. What's popping?
This is me, Blizzard.
What's going on? Who's this? You sure?
Blizzard.
Oh, what's up, man? What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
You're good, man.
Right,
man,
glad
I got to call you up and support Big Brother, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
It's my first time calling in, you know what I'm saying? I just had to call in and support you, Big Brother. And plus, I got to put my, I tweeted about Glenn Beck way back, you know what I'm saying? I definitely don't fuck with Glenn Beck, you know what I'm saying? But all in all, I put the whole thing in perspective, you know what I'm saying? Afghanistan, it's about the poppy seeds.
Hold on. Let me change the background music. Hold on. Okay, now,
yeah.
I got the right background music. Background music by C. Merkel Kamikaze. I'm going to let you talk with your shit playing in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Now we're official. I can't be letting you talk over somebody else's tracks. Okay, now we're official. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hit the number one. I got my homie C. Merkel, you know what I'm saying, on the line, producer extraordinaire, and I'm going to make sure he gives out his information, how you can check out some of his tracks also. You feel me? Now, homie. Now, I feel what you was about to say. You was about to say about Afghanistan and the poppy seeds and all that. Go ahead and spit your point.
Afghanistan is the poppy capital of the world.
Right.
So, you know, that's the first reason why we over there. We got to control that shit. So let's believe that's why they over there in Afghanistan. Don't think that they over there looking for no damn Osama bin Laden.
Right.
All right, that's one. And you know, Kuwait and Iraq and all that's the oil capital of the world. So, you know, that's what that whole war is about. They're trying to control that oil over there, but they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
that's what the whole thing is about, for real. Believe you me.
Right. Okay, so let me, and I agree with you on both of those points. If the poppy seeds wasn't there, we would have been out of Afghanistan and let those motherfuckers kill each other, and we wouldn't have gave a shit.
Exactly.
Like we do in all a whole bunch of other places of the world where they kill each other, mm-hmm. and we don't give a shit. Or the oil.
Darfur,
we would never get over
Darfur,
Iraq.
Darfur. Well, we kill each other. We don't give a fuck about Darfur. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We still got to surround Russia.
Say what now?
We still got to surround Russia before we can invade Russia. See, Russia not going to go with us for this new world order that they got playing. Russia is not going to go with it. Russia hate the way us Westerners live. So we still got to get all our people over there when we get ready to invade Russia.
Oh, so we're going to invade Russia? We're going to invade Russia.
We're going to try. I ain't going to say we're going to do it. But you know what I'm saying? China and Japan still fucking with Russia. Hard. So I'm not
yeah, they
gonna
are.
Be accomplished.
Yeah,
they're going to be accomplished. But if we don't have our people over there, how we going to even attempt to invade them? Because they're not going to go with us on this new world order shit at all.
Oh, so we start a new world order. It's us, huh? It ain't the European Union. It's us.
Nah. It's them Europeans. It's the Vatican. The Vatican, they the ones who control everything. They're the ones that's going to start the new world order.
We with them, and they look at us as a powerful ally. And, you know, we already in debt to China, so they're looking at us like, if we could get over there and get them, we probably could get y'all out of debt. You know what I'm saying? saying? The big wins looking at us, so we wealth to they pull. We'll trade off our people. We don't give a fuck about them nowhere. Look how they doing.
Nah, maybe you're right. All right, C-Merc, let me ask you these questions so I can get to the rest of the phone lines. Number one, will you take direction or advice from a person that you might not like but has knowledge that is correct?
Hold up. Will I take direction from what?
Will you take direction or advice from a person who you might not like but has some knowledge that is correct? Like Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck said some things that are actually facts.
Oh, but you know,
you,
no,
you
exactly.
Take his point?
That's what he do, but he had twisted and put and put opinion in it. But you know, that's called rhetoric. That's what the rhetoric is, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All that news
right.
And shit. So you gotta be careful. A lot of that shit is factual, but they twist that shit to put that swing on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you gotta do your own math at the end of the day for real and all that shit. Fuck looking up the news and all that shit. You gotta read and you gotta actually experience a lot of this shit. We'll never know until we go over there and really experience what's going on in Afghanistan and what's going on in Iraq. We'll never really know what's going on until we on the front lines, and you know what I'm saying? You just gotta do your own math, man, and the best thing to do is for real, go look at the Al Jazeera news and look at them, look at the BCC news. Like, don't
right.
even look at American news, because they the ones
right.
who be telling what's really going on some real live shit. They got their own rhetoric on that shit too.
I think what you're saying is true. Now I don't know if I would say that they're the ones who tell what's really going on. I think that when you look at any story, just like, see, it's funny how people do their news completely different from shit they say. You hear people all the time say, oh, it's always three sides to a story. That side, and the truth. But when it comes to the news, we just take the one side. Instead of listening to that Al Jazeera, you know what I'm saying, we like to call them and brand them a terrorist network or the CDC or whatever, you feel me, because they may have the interest of Europe at hand or whatever. Instead of listening to both of them and then deciding what the truth is, we only take what we hear on this side. And America's notorious for this shit. I mean, a Bush got rallying support and got reelected based on just people just listening to one side of the story. You feel what I'm saying?
As far as the question goes, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's every day, like, you know, somebody might, and that shit might hit home, you know what I'm saying, and just make you take a whole different perspective and whatever it is you're doing, you know what I'm saying, so at that, you know what I'm saying, like, you can get knowledge from anybody, no matter who they are, you know what I'm saying? You just got to do your own knowledge at the end of the day and find out what's true and what ain't true, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not necessarily going to take direction from anybody, because I'm my own man, but I definitely, you know what I mean, listen to motherfuckers' opinion and then do my own math at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Amen to that.
All right. A lot of people are taking that stance, and I can dig it. But soon as certain people open their mouth, I don't give a fuck what they say. And then back to one of them. All right. He just is. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, hold up, Blizzard, man. I just had to call you up, man, and support you real quick, man. I be listening, man. You know, I just don't call in all the time. Same thing with Game. You know, I don't be calling in his show all the time. So, you know,
right.
I had to call you up and let you know I support you, big bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on deck. You know how to get in touch with me, man. You got my mask, man. You got my jack. So
right. Man. I got it. Are you got to go? You got to be out. You out?
Nah, yeah. I'm up here working on some music right now, man.
All right,
you know,
well,
that's
look.
All I do, man. I stay in the lab, dog, 24/7, dog.
I feel you. Oh, look, tell them how to get your music. Then I'll go to the next call. I'll let you get back to banging out the tracks. So tell them how to get your music on my show.
You can go to datpiff.com and type in C. Merkham. It'll come up. Matter of fact, just go to Google and type in C. Merkham. The sound click will show up. The datpiff will show up. All my info will show up. You know what I'm saying? If you just Google C. Merkham. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit will show up. That's the easiest way to tell motherfuckers, like, or hit me up off of Blizz on Facebook or something like that.
Right. Okay? If you like my song called Real, he's the producer that did it. And a lot of y'all
hit
me up and said
you like
that
definitely joint. Tight. That joint's
right.
Tight. Some real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
exactly
I'm
what it is.
Put y'all some tracks. And I'm about to get at y'all some tracks, dude.
Yeah.
Y'all network, man.
So he's on my friends list. See Murph from Kamikaze. Check him out. That reel that we did was hot. You know what I'm saying? That's what's popping. All right, homie. I'm going to let you go ahead and bang him out. All right, homie. All right. I'm going to open up Ruby's lines. And I see Michigan girl. El Panama, and T. Lewis on deck. In that order, we coming down. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Ruby Candy, what's happening, babe?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on? What's popping with you?
Nothing much.
All right, let's jump into it. Episode 143. Point taken, but fuck you. All right? That's the name of the show for episode 143. Ruby, will you take direction or advice from a person you might not like but has knowledge that is correct?
I would.
You would?
I would. I mean, it's just, I'm just type person shit. Show me facts. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that I'm doing or if somebody's out there doing something and they know about it or something like that and they're telling me, you know, what's better for me, yeah. Yeah. Even if I don't like the person.
Okay. So, hey, everybody, some people do and some people don't. I mean, if I really just have a disdain with you, I don't want to say, I could kind of like not feel you like that too much.
Right.
You know, but I could kind of listen to what you're saying. Like, right. I felt like that about.
I'll listen to you, but I won't hear you.
Right. No, some people,
you mean the other way around. You hear them, but you don't listen.
Yeah, I hear them, but don't listen to them, right?
Right. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But some people, like, I don't necessarily, you know, I care for, but I can check out what they're saying. Like, it was a CNN personality that just got fired not too long ago because he got unobjective. He started putting his own personal slant on shit too much, which is Lou Dobbs. Now, I really didn't care for Lou Dobbs, but when it comes down to certain things like illegal immigration, he would be nail on. He would be dead the fuck on with the whole illegal immigration and NAFTA shit, even as much as I really didn't care for him. I couldn't deny when he would do those stories, I had to give his props because he would really go in and give that shit blood raw. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he would pull no punches. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
And a lot of the Mexicans didn't like him because he was telling the fucking truth. You feel what I'm saying? They actually got him put off CNN,
but he really
tell the truth about the shit with the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? And I felt him, even though I really didn't like him. You know what I'm saying? But I felt him. But certain people, I just didn't. Okay, do you think that people should care who the messenger is, as long as the message is truth? I use the preacher example of a preacher like Eddie Long. Do you think people should still go to a person's church even though they know or feel like he's not necessarily living that life or whatever, but he preaches a good sermon and he speaks the word? And just, I just use that as one example, but you can take it how you want it.
Well, can't really say too much about that because I'm a preacher's kid, so I mean there's
so, oh, good God damn, what you doing over there? No.
I'm kind of like, I'm in the sidelines with this symbolism.
Well, you don't have to use that example. I mean, just in general. Don't use that example. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I just, that was that's one that,
like, if it's true facts, like it's facts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that one. Should people? I don't.
Like, I mean, if there's true facts and they just show you proof, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they have the proof right there in your face, I mean,
well,
what else can you say?
Well, in my scenario, I don't advocate, and I don't advocate following preachers who don't practice what they preach. So if I don't follow
preachers that
you've been right. If you've been deemed to be untrustworthy and not doing acts that are not of what you're actually preaching and selling, I'm not one of these people who say, well, all men have sinned and all. No.
Right.
But I'm not. Everybody leave this church. She needs to find a new profession. All right. So next.
If you're a preacher, you're held to a different standard anyway, because you should be having a calling from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So
but some don't do that, though. Some just take it their own way.
Right. So should people that are considered media to you, media news people, should they be allowed to put their own personal views with actual facts when reporting, or should they not be called news people? Like, should people not, like Glenn Beck, not be called news people? Should they just be called radio personalities like me? Because I'm not considered news. I put a personal slant on everything I fucking say, just like he does.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, shit, I mostly get on. Because I don't really, I mean, I don't really look at the news. You know, I don't really have time and all of that stuff because, you know, the kids and all this. So, I mean, hell, most of the shit that I get it from y'all. So, off of my mom, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and I'm just keeping it 100. Hell, I look on, honestly and truly, every day I look on the K100 page just to see the news updates.
I should see your news.
I'm gonna start bringing them to to your boy Moo.
Yeah, that's what I'm glad Raspy's in the group now, because Raspy's gonna fill the page up with some news shit, and I'm glad he's in there so I can ask shit to talk about besides pussy. Of course, don't stop talking about pussy.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop picture either.
Yeah, which where I can already know this after party is gonna be a little rambunctious. Okay, so look, but no, for real though. I shouldn't be your news source though, Ruby. You know, I already know how you just enter the news.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be anybody else. You know,
right.
Hell, shit, you get down to the fact, you Google it and everything else.
I do, but I'm still in the first percent.
Because if you don't know something, just like we was talking about the whole little Mississippi thing that was on the show, you actually was on my show and you did Google it.
I did, because I wanted the facts, but then again, I still put my own opinion on it. So that's why I don't consider myself news media, and I don't think people
they shouldn't, because they should be able to put their
own. They should not have a personal slant on it.
Right.
They should be just called storytellers.
I guess so. Maybe we can call them that, but calling them the news. But that's not what we do, though. That's not what we do in America. We consider them the news, the source of information. We call them the news. That's what
we're
here.
We need to get off of that shit. We need to get them the power.
Because, I mean, some news is not all facts. You know, it's just he say, she say.
Right. Okay,
that's
so
the most
did you... Go ahead, Rest.
Fox is just entertainment news to me. It's more... That shit more entertainment news to me than fucking Eat Tonight. But
right.
That one story he had, you know what I'm saying? He would present some facts up there and what was going on. But I don't listen to his fucking ass either. I don't like the bitch.
Right.
Fuck that bitch.
Right. I do. I really hate his ass. I got to do things with this man. I know. It's hard. How do I hate somebody I never met? But I just don't like him. I want to beat him up. I want to see you get in the room with Glenn Beck. And just fight this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Him and Russ, fat ass. So, listen. Next question. I'm going to the lines, all right? Do you listen to news stories, Ruby, based on the actual facts they present or the personality? Like, where do you get your source of information? Which you already answered that. You said K100. I don't know if I don't know if I can sign me being your news.
I mean,
because
my mom, you know, she's into the news and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I get it from her. Sometimes I catch it. You know, it's just basically about facts, because some shit that be in the news just don't really make sense. Maybe it's, you know, it's just me, but some shit just really don't make sense to me.
Okay. All right. So here we go. All right. Stay on the line, Ruby, all right?
Okay.
All right. Michigan girl, then El Panama, and then T. Lewis. Michigan girl, thanks for calling the show. What it do? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You feel me? K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my homie Raspy Rawls on the mic, too, also doing some co-hosting with me tonight, because he's a very opinionated, and he's also a news hound and a Google hound, and he puts up a lot of interesting stuff, and his post today sparked episode 143, which is, I see your point, but fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right. So, so, Michigan girl, will you take directional advice from a person that you might not like but has factual knowledge about what they're talking about?
Ty, if I'm in school, and it's my teacher and I don't like them, but they telling me the truth, then yeah. If it's on some other stuff, like you trying to tell me about the news or whatever, I'm going to hear what you're saying, but I'm not going to be fully listening, and then I'm going to go and do my own research, because I'm going to be like, you know what, I don't like you, so I really don't believe what you're telling me anyway, so let me go find out for myself.
Right. And so let's say you do go find out for yourself, and that was a fact, which leads me to number two. You feel me? Do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is as long as the message is truth?
And is this one
you
talking about, the preacher example?
That's just an example. Y'all don't got to get harped on that, but that's just an example I threw out.
I'm just saying, because you know, as an ex-preacher's wife, no, I don't agree with that. No, it does matter who the messenger is, because as a preacher or a pastor, you can stand up there and speak from the Bible, but if you're not living it, then you're not really a preacher. You're just getting up there and you're just talking, so you shouldn't even be called a preacher. And the Bible speaks speaks about pastors and preachers being responsible for the flock. Yes, you're supposed to have your own personal relationship with God, but pastors are also held responsible for the instruction that they give to their flock. And if you're not living the right life and you're just up there preaching and say you're sleeping with Sister so-and-so and Sister so-and-so and you married to Sister Thomas, then that's a problem. And no, I'm not going to listen to what you're saying. I'm not going to continue to go to your church.
Uh-huh. I feel the same way. I feel the same way on that note. I'm not going to advocate.
Mine is more personal.
I mean, I'm a proper preacher, so mine is personal. Go ahead, Randy.
We're going to have to find us another example then of a preacher.
Well, that's like why? So we're going to have this and use an exception?
No, this is what I'm saying. Because by the Bible, the preacher, like she says, is responsible for the flock. So he's held on a different level than any other man. Because he's responsible for the flock and responsible for giving you the word of God. So I'm saying he held on a different level. But let's say I'm trying to find another thing thinking about another example we could use.
I mean, that's why I use that one, because that's the one.
That's going to be the best example, because if you're talking about kids, I mean, pretty much most of the K100 have kids, or the people that listen probably have kids. Of course, your kids, that's a whole different, that's something else that you're taking care of. You taking care of them, so they gonna do what you say and not what you do.
Right.
But I can't think of another example in your adult life that is gonna be probably comparable, other than a pastor and a preacher. Right. And yeah, they are held to higher standards, and that's why they should live up to those higher standards. Or either you need to sit your butt down and stop calling yourself a preacher or pastor, hollering you was called by God, because you're destroying these people's lives. You are responsible for guiding these people. So, yes, everybody should have a personal relationship, but they're working towards that, and you're supposed to guide them. And when you out here sleeping with so-and-so, messing with little boys, or whatever it is you're doing that you know you ain't supposed to be doing, you are turning people away from God, and you are destroying people's belief and their faith. Because if you're the man of God and you're sitting up there claiming, oh, this, I'm the man of God, I preach, and this is fact, and this is how I live, and then you not living that way, You destroying a whole lot of people's lives, and you will be held accountable for that when it's all said and done.
Exactly.
So if you run against a dirty cop, and just because you didn't see him take money or do drugs, but he tells you, look, you know, it's against the law for you to do that, so you should say, well, you do it. You know what I'm saying? So I should be able to do it. You shouldn't be able to tell me what I shouldn't listen to you.
Yeah,
if a cop is found to be dirty, they should never be a cop again. That's why they get fired.
How you gonna enforce the law and you breaking the law? I used to work for the police department too. You can't enforce the law if you down there breaking the law. How you gonna turn around and arrest somebody that 2 weeks ago you just took drug money from and let them go on their way because you took their money, but they had drugs on them and you didn't arrest them? Seen it all the time. You got fired, you got prosecuted, brought up on charges, and you should never be a cop again. And that's what happened, because when you take that oath and say you're going to serve and protect, that's what you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to follow the laws of the land. You can't play both sides of the fence.
But just like he's supposed to follow it, you're supposed to follow it. So if he don't follow it, don't mean you should follow. You should go against it.
Just because he don't follow it don't mean I won't follow it.
That means he just can't be a cop no more.
You can't enforce those laws if you're not going to follow them. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do regardless, because I'm accountable for me. But you can't sit up and tell me, oh, you shouldn't do this because it's against the law. When I know you're doing it, don't tell me nothing. You know what? You worry about you over there breaking them laws, and you let me worry about me over here because I got this. You handle that with your dirty ass.
So what you're saying, if he tells you, you know you shouldn't do that. Cause he doing it. That means if he tell it to you, you should feel, well, don't worry about it, if I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? He's still a law. Whether he's dirty or not, he's still on that fucking bad.
You know what,
that with that.
Listen, homie. No. But
the
point
you
is,
are no longer the law if you
right.
Can't
the point
the
is.
Law.
The point is, he can tell you or whatever. He can sit there and he can tell you that whatever he can arrest you or whatever, even though he's a dirty ass cop. But once the powers that be, internal affairs, find out that he's a dirty cop, his ass can't be a cop no motherfucking more, because they're gonna fire his motherfucking ass.
But that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question.
That was part of the question.
What internal man, I'm not going to do this.
You know what the law is, man. You know what happens if you break the law. So this line of questioning is irrelevant because you know what the law is. You know if it's against the law, if you break the law and get caught, you're going to jail, whether that cop tell you that or anything else. You know if it's against the law, you won't go down. If he a dirty cop, and he's trying to also enforce the law, then if he a dirty cop, you still got to do what the fuck he say. If you know he's a dirty cop, if you a dope boy and you know this same motherfucking pig took your motherfucking dope 2 weeks ago and then turned your ass in and then he pulled your ass over 2 weeks from now just because he pulled your ass over this time and he said, give me your motherfucking dope and money. You say, man, fuck that. You took my shit last week and you pull a gun out and shoot this bitch. Nigga, you still finna get the chair for killing the cop, dirty or not.
So that goes back to, should you listen? What was the question?
If you don't do it, you're going to go to jail. He's still by the badge. Until he gets caught being dirty, he's still by the badge.
The question is, are you going to take direction from that person or are you going to follow that person? And if I know for a fact that you dirty, no, I'm not going to take direction from you. You can't tell me shit. Now, if you pull me over and I'm doing something wrong because I know I'm doing something wrong, then I expect to go to jail. But you can't pull me over and say, well, you know you shouldn't be doing this, and I know you doing whatever. It either arrest me or let me go on by my motherfucking merry way, because I don't want to hear shit you got to say if I know you dirty. That's the answer to the question. You can't tell me nothing. Now, if I'm drinking and driving and I know I'm wrong, then I'm taking that chance on possibly going to jail. If I know a cop and I know he dirty, taking drug money or whatever, and he pulled me over, then I know by law he can't take me to jail. But if he's sitting there trying to lecture me and tell me what I ain't supposed to be doing or whatever, I'm going to look, let my ass go and take my ass to jail. I don't want to hear that bullshit you're talking about because you ain't even living by the law that you're supposed to represent. So that's
right.
The answer to the question.
Right. Okay, so the next one, and I'm going to go to the next call. I got El Panama up, and I got T. Lewis up also. All right, in that order. All right, let me see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So do you listen to news or radio shows based on the actual facts they present, Michigan Girl, or the on-air personality when you decide to listen to the news or whatever? Where do you get your information about politics and world events the most?
When I decide to listen to the news, watch news, I watch local news, CNN, and MSNBC. I do watch Anderson Cooper, and I Google stuff, and I take what I see or what I hear or what I read, because I read the newspaper online sometimes too if I have time, and I take all of that, and I Google it, and then I, you know, see, you know, the facts, and, you know, I make my own, you know, judgment based on everything I've read. I don't just take one person, you know, one news story and say that that's fact, because too many people put opinions in it. I like Anderson Cooper. But some of them other people, they put too many opinions in that Nancy Grace. Sometimes I could just slap the shit out of her.
She's not news to me.
They try to classify her as news, but to
me, she's not.
TV personality.
Yeah, she's a TV personality. She's not news.
She is always on some personal opinion. And I understand some stories are personal, but if you are going to report the news, you need to keep it actual, factual as the facts that have been presented, and keep your damn personal opinion out of it. If I want your personal opinion, I'll call you and ask you, or I'll send you an email, whatever the case may be.
Right. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. And one thing I got to say, because everybody who's answered the question has said that they do this. Everybody who says that they Google something, you have to understand that when you Google something, you're Googling a news story that was written by a person. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why you don't just, but see, I know some people that just Google, or some people that just watch one, you know, they get their news from one specific source all the time. That's why I say I get my information from a multiple sources, and then I take all of it and then, you know, figure out, because if you put one story together from four different places, you can kind of pick out where everybody had their own personal opinion, and then you can pick out the facts. But
right.
Some people just feel comfortable with, like you said, one particular personality or one particular station or one particular newspaper, and that's always going to have a personal slant to it, a geographical slant, political slant. It could even have a racial slant to it, so you have to get your information from more than one place.
All right. True that. Stay on the line. Next caller. Oh, what's on the T. Lewis. Going down the line. T.
What
Lewis,
up?
What's happening?
Going on.
El Panama's up next. Well, I don't know. Y'all, some kind of way y'all switched spots. He must have hung up and called back. T. Lewis, what's going on?
Chilling, man. What's going on?
Chilling, man.
What's happening?
Hey, Rasty. Oh, Rasty.
Yeah, I'm here. He's
talking to you. He said what's happening, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
Okay. All right, here we go. Episode 143.
Yeah.
I feel you. You got a point, but... And that's pretty much where we're at today on K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First question up for you, homie, is will you take the direction or advice from a person you may not like, even if that knowledge is deemed to be correct?
Actually, I've done it before several times, even if I didn't like the person.
Really?
Especially when it was related to me, and it was just like, well, there might be some truth to what this person was saying. So, I don't really have a problem with it.
I mean,
even though I like the person, they may have a point. There may be some.
So how did they even get your attention? How did this person that you just don't even like somehow get your attention? How did they get your attention? How did they somehow get you to focus and talk to them and listen to them long? Unless they're your professor in class and your grade depends on it, you feel me? Which is not the same thing because that's a whole other scenario. If it's not your boss who's telling you some shit because your job depends on it, we're talking about people who you don't have to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, in most cases, it's been people that I work with. I didn't necessarily have to listen to them, but just things they said, and, you know, I just listened to what they had to say. It's like I heard a lot of callers say that they hearing them, but they're not totally listening to them. They're not totally in tune with what they're saying, but they're taking in what they're saying, just like the title of your show.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, well, there may be some truth to that, though, so let me investigate that. So.
Okay, all right. So.
It took a while to get to that point, though, straight up, because at first it was like, nah, if I don't like nigga, I don't want to listen to him or nothing like that. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is as long as the message is true? Should you even care then? As long as this person is speaking some truthful, factual shit, should they even really care? Should you care? If you know they're right about something, should you even care that you not like them? Should it even matter?
I think in some cases people should care. At first I was gonna say no, but then I thought about it, and I'm gonna go on the flip side of because I heard you were giving the example of the preachers. For instance, a Michigan girl might know something about this. There's this guy in Illinois. His name is Matt Hale. He's in prison now. I don't think he's gonna ever get out of prison. He's a white supremacist.
Uh-huh.
If you first meet him, you would think he's a clean cut white boy. Grew up in an upper middle class household, educated in everything. And I even think he went to law school, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
But he's a white supremacist. He runs one of the biggest white supremacist groups in like the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to assassinate a federal judge, and he had a plot and everything, and they caught him before it actually went down. They happened in like 2000 or something like that.
Right.
So the thing about it is, if we already know what he feel about niggas and Jews or whatever. So if he get some factual information about blacks, Jews, Asians, whatever, and it's factual information, regardless of whoever he's talking to, you can still have somebody who's on the fence about whether they want to join his group or not and saying, well, he's not lying to me, so what he's saying, there could be some truth about it, even though he's still using that information to get more people to follow what he's saying in the long run to join his group in order to take over whatever he's trying to take over. So, yeah, you kind of want to be aware of who's giving information out.
Okay. All right.
It could always be a hidden agenda.
Always. That's why I think people should care who the messenger is. You feel me?
Exactly.
Even if the messenger is
fake,
still know who the messenger is, all right? And what's their agenda.
Exactly.
Okay? Should people that are considered to be news media be allowed to mix their own personal views in with actual facts when reporting?
No, I don't think they should be considered a journalist because then you're just a media personality. Then when you start including your own personal opinions into it, then you're just a media personality. You're no longer a journalist. As soon as you start saying, oh, this dude killed his wife, but I think he should have, no. As soon as you did that, you're a media personality as soon as you do that. I agree with that.
As soon as
you do it. Because to be a journalist, is to journal something and to put something in some type of order. And
I don't know.
There's no feelings in it. It's just what it is. So
as soon as you say, start, people start saying, I think, or he should have done this, or
right.
or they should be giving more money,
right.
or he should do this with his money, he shouldn't treat women like that. Nah, that's it.
Then you're not the media no more. You're just a personality. You're just giving your own personal opinion.
Exactly.
So you're not a news journalist at that point.
Right.
Hmm. So then at that point, so how about some of us really start, you know, watching what we say when we call these people news personalities? Maybe we should call them just like ESPN, like analysts or some shit. You feel me? Like on CNN, that's what I like about CNN. When CNN bring a motherfucker on there with an opinion, they call them an analyst. All right, Democratic national analyst, blah, blah, blah. You feel what I'm saying? But on
exactly.
Fox, they make them the fucking anchor. That's why I don't like those motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? So for
who
those of you motherfuckers who don't know the difference between Fox News
anchor?
And CNN, you feel what I'm saying, huh?
Yeah.
Glenn Beck is considered a news anchor on Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? This faggot is considered a fucking news anchor.
Nah, this dude ain't no anchor.
Right. But
he's
that's
crazy.
What he's
crazy as I'll get out, but I don't know about no anchor.
But he's considered an anchor. He's got his own show. On CNN, the anchors report the news, and then they bring the analysts in to give their opinions. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the
exactly.
difference. That's the difference. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's like when you watch CNN, you know, I mean, ESPN, you know what I'm saying? They sit around, when they have their discussions, you know, you got the analysts in there breaking down their opinions about whatever. But then when you got just the rundown on a ticker, these guys are just showing that you're looking at the highlights and they're saying, oh, he hit for 20-something points. Oh, that jam was nasty. Oh, blah, blah. But they're not really trying to just, you know, give you a personal opinion about LeBron. Should LeBron have had the decision? Oh, they're just giving you the score, the highlights, and they keep it moving. That's
right.
The difference between the ESPN anchor and the ESPN analyst. So when we start
right.
having these motherfucking news shows giving people what they own goddamn asshole and then they asshole talk, we need to make sure that we don't call these people news journalists. You feel what I'm saying? They are not, that's not what they are. Nancy Grace is not a source of news. She is not a news anchor. She's a fucking opinionated bitch, in my personal
right.
opinion.
Right,
super
but
bitch.
I heard Twinkle say earlier, and she's actually right on this, but no one cares whether it's a truth or a lie as long as it's entertaining.
Yes.
That depends on the person. Yeah, it depends on the listener. I care.
Right.
You don't have to entertain me.
For the most part, though, if you entertain, because I know most people, like, just for example, I know people that watch SportsCenter strictly to watch Stuart Scott because they like the way he delivers things. They like the way he delivers the message. They're like, okay, now, what if he gets stats wrong? It don't matter. They just like the way he delivers.
But see, Stuart Scott would not be able to hold that position if he gave the stats wrong. They fired
exactly.
him. He still got to read them stats right, even though he comes in with the little slang and everything and all that. You feel what I'm saying? And people like him
right.
for that. Stuart is an anchor, and he still is only giving you the highlight reel. When he wants to go
exactly.
into Stuart Scott, the only time you hear Stuart Scott off his opinion is when he has a sideshow when he's, you know, hosting a roundtable discussion with Magic or whoever else on NBA Tonight or whatever.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? You feel
exactly.
me? That's when he goes to the analyst mode.
But at the same time, though, they still prefer his delivery. You get what I'm saying?
But he's still delivering facts when he goes into and when he's an anchor, when he's a, when he goes into that mode, he's still only reading.
True, but if he's not there, you're gonna lose a certain segment because they don't want to hear the other people give the same facts.
You still got the point is they're giving the facts; they're not giving an opinion. It's where we're at right here with it. You feel me?
Well, yeah, that's true. But what I'm saying is, okay. If he's going to be an analyst role, there's still going to be people who's going to listen to him because he's him and the way he delivers the information.
I don't mind that when he's in analyst mode. I do mind it when he's giving the damn stats of the damn game.
You're talking about you don't mind when he's sitting behind a desk.
Right, when he's sitting behind
the
desk, he's just giving me the stats of who won the game and blah, blah. I mean, I do like his flair, and that's why he's been on there for so long. He's been an ESPN anchor for so long because he's got his own flair to giving the news stats. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that he's not in analyst mode at that point. He's still only giving the facts. And that's what
right.
I feel about a couple of other people news anchors who all they really do is give the facts. They do have their own swag, and that's cool. But the question was, do you listen to news stories or radio shows based on the actual facts they present or the on-air personality? Well, I listen to shows when I want facts based on what facts they give. And I listen to other personal people. You know, like I like Jim Rome is Burning. But even though,
because
he's a fucking sarcastic prick, like I like to be sometimes, and it's funny. You know what I'm saying? So I listen to Jim Rome is Burning. You know what I'm saying? You know, when he gives his rundown. But
yeah.
I know for a fact that half the shit that Jim Rome says is his own fucking asshole talking. You
see
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Like, what's the dude name on First and Ten?
Skip Bayless, punk ass.
Skip Bayless.
Y'all gotta get off my dog, Skip Bayless.
Man,
I like Skip Bayless.
Right. Well, you like. I hate that motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? But he's. That's because he gives his personal opinion, and I can't stand his bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All right. So, where do you get your news information from the most? And then I'm going to Air Panama. Where do you get your news information the most?
A lot of my information I get from local news. I know some. Every once in a while, I read the newspaper, even though that's kind of rare. The realest thing I ever heard when I was in college, one of my college professors told me, he was like, and he just mentioned it to me, he was like, you know, have you ever read an online magazine or online newspaper from overseas, like in Europe, to get another perspective of it? He said, because if you do that, they really, a lot of times, depending on the story, but it strictly depends on the story, they don't have a vested interest in the story. For instance, like, Michael Vick and the dog fighting thing. Everybody think the whole thing is stupid. Like over here, everybody think they're so appalled and it's just barbaric. And then you have your own opinion, so you can formulate your own opinion about how things are. So I got in the habit of doing that a few years, well, more than a few years ago. It was a while ago. So it's several places that I get my information from. Now, if it's something that happened at a certain place, like let's say like what happened out here in Arizona.
Right.
Or if it happened in New Jersey or something, the first thing I try to do is find out who wrote the story at that particular location.
Right, that state.
And then
find out
the local perspective first before I get anything else.
Right, right.
Because
and
they're right there where it is.
Right, right. That's why a lot of people who got a fucking asshole talking, who let their asshole talk about illegal immigration, I'd be like, motherfucker, have you ever lived in Nevada? Have you ever lived in a border state? If you haven't, shut the fuck up. I don't really want to hear your opinion about the shit, honestly. Because the shit really don't affect your motherfucking ass. Stay your fucking ass way to fucking New York where you feel like everything is okay, motherfucker. You ain't got a flood of Mexicans every motherfucking goddamn block you go around this motherfucker. Everything is Spanish like you live in Mexico. If you can't fucking relate, shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck about what a motherfucker feel about illegal immigration in New York. You feel what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about your opinion. Who opinion I do give a fuck about is somebody who from Texas, Nevada, Arizona, California, where it's a fucking flood of Mexicans in that bitch, and they got to goddamn deal with the shit. Fuck your opinion, a person from New Mexico. I mean, not North Carolina. I don't give a fuck about your opinion. Why are you talking? You feel what I'm saying? So I understand your point. Right.
You got
right. So hang on for a second. I'm going to El Panama. He's up next. I see Key, too. All right? All right.
All right.
Hey, what's happening, homie? El Panama, you on the air. Thanks for holding on, man.
Lost the signal or something. I had to go ahead and call back in. What's going on with you?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. You're rocking with the best and the brightest of them. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. I got my homeboy, Rasta Rawls, on the line, too. He's doing a little cold thing with me tonight. I got his mic open. What's happening? You feel what I'm saying? All right. Right. So,
Rasta Rawls.
What
to
do?
All right, let's get into it, man. Episode 143. Yeah, point taken. I see your point, but fuck you. All right, and that's what the name of the show is, okay?
I like that.
Homie, will you take direction or advice from a person who you may not like but has some knowledge that is correct, but you really just don't like them?
I'm stubborn with that, man, because I'm not one to just not like a person just because. There's a reason why I don't like you and trust you, so I might listen to it, but I got to do my own research, you know. I got to form my own opinion about it.
Right, right, right. And once again, everybody who's just tuning in on the phone lines or who may not have heard the first part of the show, the whole show started because my homie Raspy Rawls that's on the line with me posted up a news piece from Glenn Beck, and everybody who listens to this show know I fucking hate that bitch. Everybody knows I hate Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bort. You know what I'm saying?
O'Reilly.
You know, I hate him. I hate that motherfucker, but not like I hate Glenn Beck. And I hate O'Reilly. So if I hate Glenn Beck more, it's serious. You feel what I'm saying? All right. But these are people that I don't give a fuck what they say, whether they're talking about, whether what they newscast has is factual, got some facts in it or not. I'm not fucking paying attention to. I'm not really hearing. I'm hearing but not listening to what the fuck they say no matter what. I don't give a shit about people say, well, he do be saying some shit. Right? I don't give a fuck. All right? Fuck him and fuck that. That's how I am with him. Some people I'm just like that with. All right, so this is why we had the show. You feel what I'm saying? So the second question is, do you think people shouldn't care about the message as long as the message is true? And then we brought up the opinion and the scenario about preachers, which Rasta Raw said we should change it, but I think wholeheartedly this is a great example.
That's a great example.
people who, you know what I'm saying, give a message out, you feel what I'm saying? If they're supposed to be preachers and, you know, you find out that they are not being a man of God, they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing, yet and still people say, well, that ain't got nothing to do. You go to church to listen to the word. Fuck that. I don't want to go to his church, nor will I advocate anybody else going to a preacher's church when we find out that he's fucking Sister Such and Such and Sister Such and Such in the pulpit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not advocating going to his church. I don't want to. You can't feed me that he's human and it don't matter as long as he's preaching the word of God. That's what you go to. Look, that's okay when you don't know, but once you know, again, once you know, I'm not advocating this, him as a preacher. I think he should step down, and I don't think people should attend his church. That's my opinion. So do you think people should care who the messenger is as long as the message is true?
They should care. And what people need, it's going to sound crazy, but what people need to realize, everybody ain't telling you the truth for your good, for your own good. It might be a spinoff motive, you know, why they telling you the truth. They might be trying to get you to react to somebody else a certain type of way, or something like that. But in regards to that whole preaching thing, man, there's only one preacher in this world that I ride or die with, and I still know that he's only a man, and that's my father.
Right.
The rest of these niggas, Osteen, Eddie Long, them niggas go to hell or fuck themselves, as far as I'm concerned. And it goes back to what you said. How can you trust somebody when you know what type of person they are? Even if they're shooting you some facts, I mean, you know what type of person they are, so you still don't feel like they got your best interest at heart. So why would you take some direction from them, you know?
Okay.
But you still got to take what they tell you, and you still got, no matter what somebody tell you, you still got to take it and use it for apply to you.
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying.
But you don't need them.
If they preach it from the Bible. Right, but if they preach it from the Bible and you can read, if you can read yourself, then you don't need somebody who's claiming to be something that they're not to tell you what's going on in the Bible. All you got to do is pick it up and read your damn self.
You can learn a lot from a dummy. You know, you really can learn a lot from a dummy. You just depend on what they say. You got to check it, analyze it for yourself, break it up how you want to.
I don't know. 337, don't go nowhere, 337. I see you. I got one more call in front of you, 337. And then you're up next. Keys up next, 337.
That 337 might be one of my people.
All right, 337, I got you on.
That's my way.
Okay, 337, you're going to be up next after 678, which is Key. All right, so, homie, next question. Should people that are considered media news people, should they be considered, you know, news people if they report the news and put their own personal slant on it? You feel what I'm saying? Should we be calling these people news people, or should we just call them on-air personalities? Because they're not really reporting the news.
On-air personalities, they clocking in just like me. They clocking in just like me and you just to do a job.
Right,
They shouldn't put their personal slant on them.
Storyteller,
call Blizzard the storyteller.
Got all these slick ricks over here. Storyteller.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because I've never put a mask on and profess to be something I'm not. So I've never told anyone I'm a news reporter or anything like that. All I do, now I do research. When I talk about certain particular topics, I do my research and I look up the facts, and then I give my own personal slant on it. But that's because this is a blog talk radio. A blog is something that you personally talk about, a personal asshole opinion. Everybody got one. You feel what I'm saying? So I never profess to be news, but these motherfuckers pass themselves off to be the media. They say they're the news. You feel what I'm saying? We report the news to you in the way it should. Shut the fuck up. You ain't the fucking news. Glenn.
Like they was on site at every news story.
Right. Fuck you, Glenn. Glenn.
They're not researching it themselves. Somebody else researching it. They just writing. They just taking all the stories that they teamed and researched and they putting it all together with their own little twist on it.
Like plagiarized and everything else, you know.
Right,
just
right. So
chopped and screwed.
Right. That's where I'm at with that. So next two questions I'm going to keep. We winding down. Okay. Do you listen to news stories or radio shows based on the actual facts they represent or the on-air personality? Where do you get the bulk of your information about news, politics, and world events?
Sure. I try to split it up, man. You know, of course, CNN, BlackAmericaWeb.com, Drudge Report. A couple of African brothers, you know, put me on to some international websites that give you that flip side of the story, you know, what's going on. So I try to piece it together from, you know, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the habit of, especially when it's a world event news, if it's a world event news, if they have an English version of their local
I'll go do that.
You read their, if they, you know, if it's in a language that I can, if it's in English, and, you know, every country has an English version of it, even if it's not the local where it actually happened. That country or whatever is going to have an English version of their news source on the internet that you can go back and read from that side. So anytime I read about Iraq or whatever, I'll go over there. I went to the Al Jazeera website, the one that they got translated, that put the American English translations up. That one.
Right.
You feel
I've
me?
Been there a couple times.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I've read that one before, and I'm looking at it like, shit, you know, they got a point. That's why a lot of people, you know, a lot of time people are going to listen to the news and get the news based on their own personal opinion. Like, if you a Jew, you really going to want to give a shit about the motherfucking Palestinian point of view. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I'm not like
right.
that. You feel me? I'm not like that. You feel what I'm saying? You know, maybe because I'm, even when it comes down to black and white issues, I listen to some issues, some of the point that the white people might have. You know what I'm saying? When it come down to some shit, at the end of the day, now, of course, I'm black, so my opinion is always going to be slanted, but I will listen, you feel what I'm saying, to a white person's point of view about some shit if I know they don't have hate in their heart, if I know that they're just a white person speaking and not a cracker with malice in their heart. You feel
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
you know what I mean? Which is what I think Glenn Beck is.
Well, even sometimes those speak the truth. Cause you know, just like
I know that rap, but that's what I'm saying. I know Glenn Beck speak the truth, just like that story that you put up today. This cracker might speak the truth sometime, but I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. I don't want this anyway. You feel what I'm saying? I know he may say some, he may throw some sprinkle of shit with some facts, but it doesn't matter to me because I've seen enough of him to know where his heart really lies.
Lou Dobbs is a good example too. I mean, that dude, to me, he's still a fucking prick, but he is stern on that on certain issues.
Yeah.
You can't deny what he say. And even let me give you Bill Maher. I love watching his show.
Right.
Bill
Maher
is an asshole, but
yeah,
he'll give it to you raw.
Yeah. He's an atheist.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I respect when he gives me. Now, of course, he is not a news personality. He's definitely an on-air personality. But when he comes up with just like it's like the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. That's another way. You know
Jon
what I'm saying?
Stewart, yeah.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Even though they're comedy and they're not really the news, when they tell you some shit, they are pulling from facts. And I like to listen to them. These are people. These are shows I listen to purely for the personality and for the fodder. But I know for a fact that they do have facts sprinkled in
and
there at the same time.
I'm gonna give you one more white dude too. He dead now. George Carlin.
Right.
He had a lot of knowledge on what's going on and all this bullshit that he's trying to pull in the government.
Right.
Now
see,
if you want to compare me to somebody, you can compare me to Jon Stewart. You can compare me to, you know what I'm saying, Bill Maher. Yeah, I'm those guys. But I'm not Anderson Cooper. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be. If I'm trying to be anything, I'm trying to be those guys. You know what I'm saying?
This is the thing about you though. You're not going to hide behind your personality and whenever you state how you feel. You're not going to sprinkle in your personality on a story to give it a twist to make people feel, see it how you see it. You're going to come straight out and say, fuck it, this is how I feel.
Right.
Blue going to shove down your throat. It ain't going to be in the water.
Right.
Eat all this bread, but you don't get nothing to drink with it. Motherfucker,
right,
why?
Right. Right.
Your spit don't help you. Tough fucking look.
Right. So That's what it is. You feel me? All right, homie. Going to Key right now. Thanks for calling the show, all right?
All right, man. Bet. All
right. Key, what's happening, babe?
What's happening?
Thanks for calling the show. And we're here. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homie Raspy Rawls on the line, and I got my call on the line, which is Keith. Episode 143. I rhymed a little bit.
Hey, Keith, baby.
What's going on, Raspy?
By the way, we're still waiting for Keith's pictures in the group, but that's a whole other topic. Anyway, moving right along. Yes, I said it. I put it out there.
Okay.
That's an inside joke for all you callers on the line who don't know what's going on in that private K100 group. If you want to be a part of it, hit me up. You just got to take an oath of silence, and if you can't hold up to it, you'll be removed. Okay. So, Keith, will you take the knowledge that is will you take direction or advice from a person that you might not like that has knowledge that is correct?
Well, I'm gonna say this, and you know, I've been listening to what you've been saying about if you don't like them, you know, whether they tell the truth or not, you don't wanna hear their message. Now, I'm gonna go back to the show the other day when we were talking about, you know, why we don't have Martin Luther King of our time. Now what if we did and people were to say, well, because he's a rapper, because you was like, well, he could quite possibly be a rapper because he has a platform. So what if they were to say that about them and turn around and say, well, he's a rapper regardless of what he's saying, I don't want to hear it. Whether
they talking about
or not.
They be talking about
so,
me.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So you can't really, I don't think it's really a good idea to say, well, just because I don't like them, even if they tell the truth, I don't want to hear it. That's why we can't have people like that, because just even you saying yourself, if I don't like them, I don't care what they're saying, whether it's true or not, I'm not listening.
But see, this, the thing about what you're saying, Keith, when you're trying to correlate it back to the other episode about Martin Luther King, the people who followed Dr. King liked him.
No, I'm not talking, no, regardless, because you was getting on people like, so what if he a rapper? So what if he's somebody that you might not normally listen to? If he got a good message, why not? You were saying that earlier now. Don't you know what I'm saying?
No, I was talking about the style of music, though. I was talking about when it came down to the rappers, I was saying that you may not like his production style or whatever, but if he got a good message, why not buy it? But that's music. This is news.
Okay,
I'm talking about news tonight,
though.
You still
saying something to the point that regardless of somebody saying a fact or whatever, if you don't like them, that's just like saying, I don't like rap, so I don't like him. Regardless of the message he's giving, if he's trying to do something good or not.
But I wasn't saying it. But I also wasn't saying if you don't even like rap, get to go buy it and buy it, go out and buy it anyway. If you don't listen to rap, you just don't listen to rap. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to advocate people who don't even listen to rap to go out and buy these artists, these positive artists. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? So I mean, all I'm trying to say with this particular line of questioning is, if you don't like a person, should you really just, you know, listen? I mean, like I said, I may hear but not listen. You feel what I'm saying? That's just my
personal. And like I said earlier on the post, you can learn something from anybody. Even if it's the point, like you saying, Glenn Beck, he's a prick, he's a racist. Even if the point that you're learning is racism still exists, so don't sleep on it. You know, you can learn something from anybody.
Yeah, but I won't listen to him. I can decipher that and still decide not to listen to him because that is still,
But you gotta listen to him to know he's a racist.
Yeah, I had to listen to him for about twice before I made a decision about him. A long time ago, before he was ever on TV, on the radio. You feel what I'm saying? I listened to his show on the radio twice and realized I'm not going to listen to this fucking idiot no more. Not a whole show. Not his opinion.
That's your personal opinion. You can't, you know what I'm saying? That's yours. You know, everyone has it. It's like a neighbor. Everybody got one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
that's what all these questions that I'm asking are an opinion. So you are of the opinion that you will take direction or advice from a person who you might not like but has knowledge that is correct.
I'm saying that I will listen to whatever knowledge they're presenting. I'm not saying I will take their direction or their advice. I will take the knowledge that they present. I will take heed to it. But ultimately, I'm still going to do my research and find out on my own and form my own opinion. Because no matter what, if you feel like people stating facts or whatever, we still are only presented with certain facts in the media, period. Yeah, certain the Associated Press and CNN, you might consider them a more reliable source, but ultimately we're still only receiving the facts that they want us to know.
Okay, do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is as long as the message is truth? You heard the scenario that I put out about preachers and everything, so you've been on the line for a minute. You heard that. Do you think people shouldn't care who the messenger is as long as the message is true?
I mean, you really, in a way, you have to care who the messenger is because that's, you know, that goes back to credibility. But, you know, some people really don't care who the messenger is as long as they feel like the message is true.
Some people feel like
they have to have somebody to follow. So as long as they, you know, they some people have to have somebody to follow.
But see, the question number two, this is the thing. The second question is of course, you know, I do these. It's like a setup question for me because I don't see how someone can answer number one and say yes they can, but then answer number two and say you should care as long as the message. You feel what I'm saying? I don't see how you can answer them both that way because
that's why I answer them both the same. You know what I'm saying? I want the truth. I don't care how I get the truth. All I want is the truth.
And see, that's what I'm saying. If you want the truth, you want the truth. No matter, and like I said, either way, we only present with the truth that they want us to know, no matter how you slice it. We still only present it with the truth they want us to know. And so
right.
You got to take that, you know what I'm saying? You just got to take that and decipher it for yourself.
Okay. Should people that are considered media news people, be allowed to mix their own personal views in with actual news facts when reporting?
If they're a news reporter or an anchor, whatever, they need to state what it is and keep it moving. Just keep moving. Let somebody else come in. Because you hear it on the radio a lot. You know, they'll say something, but it's like, you know, these thoughts and opinions don't necessarily reflect, you know what I'm saying, our views. It's just what they're saying.
True, but you know we don't do that in America. We call people news. People call Glenn Beck.
But there
news
again, like someone said earlier, I guess people said Twinkie said people like entertainment, be it positive or negative. You know, and that's where we are. Sad to say, as a society right now, people like to be entertained, whether it's foolishness or not. And you know, that's just it's a sign of the times.
Okay. So, but you do say if they're going to give their opinion, then they should not be considered news media.
You need to just give them what it is and, you know, let people take it, chew the meat, get out the bone. That's what I always say.
All right. Last part. Do you listen to the news stories or radio shows based on the actual facts they present or the on-air personalities? Where do you get the information, your information about politics and world events the most?
I want to hear the facts. I don't really care about anybody's opinion because I know how to make my own opinion. So, you know, I try to stick with, you know, anything that's been verified by the Associated Press, I'm kind of like, okay, I can kind of take that and know this pretty factual.
Uh-huh.
You know, those.
Yeah.
Like I said, some of the online stuff, you still got to be a little funny about that,
right? Because they're all written by people. They all have editors.
They all have a motive. They all have an alternative motive, regardless.
Right. They all have editors too. Also, every news source has an editor, a person who says this goes in, this goes out. You feel what I'm saying?
They got a job to do. They got to meet them numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, then again, I see. When it comes down to that, right there, though, Raspy. See, meeting numbers doesn't necessarily mean that an editor has to change the facts. It just depends on what he wants to. What story he wants to run with, okay? So let's make sure we decipher how the media works, okay? When it comes down to numbers, the editor does not necessarily have to change the facts of any story. An editor can make every story he has factual, but he just decides which story makes the front page and which story actually gets ran based on the numbers.
But then
you
got to also talk.
The whole editing is taking out certain things. So you're still not getting the whole truth. You getting the truth they want you to see. Like I said before, if they taking out something, people make the same argument about the Bible all the time. How you can follow that? How you know it's true if they took out certain things?
Which they did.
The same thing editors do.
Which they did.
That's also what editors do. They take out certain parts of the story, be it true or not. They still taking out all parts of it, so you didn't get the whole story anyway.
You also got to cater to your, like I said, about the numbers. You got to know who you're talking to. So you got to know your viewers. So by you talking about the viewers, are you going to know what to take out and what to put in? What story you're going to run and what story you're not going to run?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got a target audience. They whoever they're trying to target, that's who they're going to
That's right. That's why. I mean, listen, for me doing this radio show, I can tell you unequivocally what I decided to. But see, what I decided to talk about on this show right here, I do have a target audience. You feel what I'm saying? So certain shit I don't talk about, or I may leave to the wayside or whatever, because I feel like some of my audience won't. But then again, at the same time, I talk about some shit that some of my listeners who normally listen to some shows, like I got listeners who I know only listen to certain kind of shows I got. That doesn't stop me from having shows like this. Like I'm looking at my phone lines and I notice the people who always want to call in for my crazy sexual shows, they're not going to call
in.
It's
media, but you got to think, when you're talking about mainstream media.
Yeah.
When you're talking about main, that's why people, you know, that's why they had the FCC, you know what I'm saying? They like, hey, yeah, you can talk about stuff, but we still going to tell you what to talk about, ultimately.
Well, they're going to allow you. They're going to censor. We're going to
put you up into this box, and that's all we're going to
exactly.
let you go. We're not going to let you go
so
no further than that.
They still controlling what you say.
Well, they control what you say. Like you can still get your you can get your point and your opinion out in another way without saying curse words or.
I'm saying it.
Like that.
They're controlling what you say. They're controlling what you talk about.
They do. You feel me? Like right now, even on this small platform right now, another major reason why I don't play a lot of signed artists and music is because Blog Talk Radio got a big-ass disclaimer when you upload the motherfucking song. Do you have the copyright? Do you have permission from the person who owns this song to play it? If not, you could be sued, and we don't have your back when it happens. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't just willy-nilly do whatever the fuck you want to do, even on this platform, even on this small of a platform.
That's what I'm saying. Either way, they're going to find a way to control what gets put out regardless. And ultimately, it's all about money.
I mean, you're right. If I can't pay that person a royalty check, why the fuck did I play their shit? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
There you have it.
And there you have it. All right, stay on the line, Key.
All right.
I'm going to go down to this 337 number. 337, did you want to holler at me? Caller, 337?
Whoa.
What's going on? You wanted to holler at me. I thought you hit the number one earlier. I don't know. You still want to holler at me?
Yeah, I did. What's good with you?
What's good, man? Thanks for calling the show, you dig? Episode 143. K100 Internet Radio, you understand what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homie, Rasparals, on the line from the 337. Thanks for calling the show, man. Really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? What we're talking about tonight is, the name of the show actually is Point Taken, But Fuck You. And this is basically saying sometimes, you know, somebody can be talking a fact or speaking something that's factual, but just because you don't like that person, you're like, I really don't give a shit what they got to say. I ain't trying to hear that shit. What do you feel about that?
I mean, that's an everyday thing, though, you feel me? Point taken, but fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I called in. I like this one of the really.
We got to make sure we connect on Facebook. You on Facebook?
Really? Yes, sir.
All right, we'll make sure we connect on there. All right, Rex?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you that.
All right, so look, I'm going to ask you these questions, homie. You feel me? Coming up on the end of the show, let me give this disclaimer. Don't hang up right quick. I got to give this disclaimer for everybody that's listening real quick. All right, everybody, we're coming down to the end of the show, all right? Y'all know how this works. You got about 2 minutes to dial 347-934-0966. If you're listening to me out there in www.land at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, if you want to be a part of the third hour of the show that we let run over, we stop streaming live over the internet, and my phone line stopped taking incoming calls at 10 p.m. Eastern, which is about 1 minute from now, okay? So if you want to continue to engage in this conversation, you can do so, but only on the phone lines. That means you got to dial 347-934-0966, all right, before 10 p.m. to get on the line, all right? And that's why I will take all of my calls and everybody who hasn't had a chance to talk, like my homie right here. I'm going to finish the conversation with him and everybody else. And then we go into what we like to call the after party of the show, which at that point right there, we may stay on topic or you never really. We might go all the way to the left. You feel me? But at that point, I open up all the phone lines and we get everybody to talking. And, you know, we try to make sure everybody don't talk over everybody. But I let all the other people address other people, and I open up the mic lines, all right? As long as your background isn't too ridiculous and you're making no distortions or anything, all right? So you got about 60 seconds. 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to dial to participate in the third hour of the show is 347-934-0966. And if you want to talk, you got to make sure you hit the number one on the keypad, because if you don't, even if you're on the phone lines, I won't come to your line because I'll just assume that you just want to listen. Of course, when we go into the full live after party mode, if I open up your phone lines and you don't want to talk, I'm going to have to hang up on you because the conversation could get, you know, so we got some wilders on here.
Yeah, you might get turned on and shit on this fucking.
But that's for the after party. But right now, I'm going back to the homie, all right? You got 30 seconds, and then I'm not even going to run the outro music. You just got to dial it. 347-934-0966. You got 30 seconds. If you ain't on the phone line in 30 seconds, gassed out. All right, so here we go, homie. From 337, all right? Soldier, check this out, homie. So I'm going to ask you these questions. I want you to answer them straight up, all right? Okay, first question is, will you take direction or advice from a person who may not like but has knowledge that is correct?
Knowledge is knowledge, you feel me? Uh-huh. Point taken. If you don't like it, fuck you. But knowledge is knowledge. While y'all was talking, I'm listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
I took a little time, I looked up knowledge. Some of the definitions, straight up, is expertise and skills acquired by a person through experience
uh-huh.
or education, the practical understanding of a subject, or to be absolutely certain or sure about something. Nigga, all that requires doing it again and doing it again. You know what I'm saying? So you just not going to take somebody's word for some shit and take
right.
it as knowledge away. When you chop
right.
it up with a nigga, he chopping it up with you. You know what you can take. You put it in your bucket. That's your gold nugget. And the rest of it, point taken, but fuck it. You feel me?
All right,
you're not
going
to be an expert at something if you don't practice it. You feel me?
Okay.
So,
if it's some sort of expert testimony, even though if you don't like it. See, my thing is, and how the whole show started when Rasty posted up the news thing with Glenn Beck. I don't like this cracker. You feel me? I don't like this motherfucker. I hate him. I think he's not a white person. He's a cracker, which the cracker is a white person to me who has a superiority complex and think that they are better and think that the white race should have some kind of upper edge just by default. And that's how he really feels. I've heard him say numerous things in his past shows when he was a radio host before he blew the fuck up nationally to let me know that he is a cracker at heart. He is not a white person who's just reporting the news. You feel what I'm saying?
Man,
so therefore, I don't give a shit if his news story got facts in it or not. I don't want to hear it from Glenn Beck.
Sometimes, man, I put it like this. Sometimes God might tell you some shit you don't want to hear neither.
Are you comparing Glenn Beck to God on my show?
I ain't comparing Glenn Beck to God. Like, fuck Glenn Beck, you know what I'm saying? But he put out some real knowledge. He do put some fat on your head on the show. You know what it is. That don't mean you don't recognize game. But you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? It might be a nigga you don't like. That nigga a baller. That nigga know what he doing. He a businessman. That don't mean you got to affiliate yourself with him. But you can take that nigga game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't necessarily got to like the nigga to get some real nigga shit from him.
All right. You know,
to me,
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Uh-huh.
You feel me?
I feel what you're saying, but, you know, I'm not laying down on it tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Certain
motherfuckers, I just don't want
to
hear it from. You know what I'm saying? Certain motherfuckers, I don't.
You got to govern the news, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to govern that shit. Just like you would
right.
govern any other nigga, any other business type shit. Anything I'm saying to you right now, you got your own personal filter, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You are not you're not the status quo per se, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and before I take all the
period,
for the news put up for this show, this is where it comes from, everyone. So hit me up on Facebook and told me to watch this shit. This
right.
is where it comes from. Listen, his ass, the one that told me to go watch that Glenn Beck shit.
Okay.
That's when I posted.
Every time I watch Glenn Beck, in the back of my head, I'm laughing too, like, old crack-ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? He talks like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I peep you. And you talked about Nancy Grace. I can't
right.
stand motherfucking Nancy motherfucking Grace. We can talk
right.
about Nancy Grace all day.
Right.
But
right.
you got to understand also, there's no words are not neutral. I don't
right.
care how you try to put it. Words are never going to be neutral. You know what I'm saying?
So, try to say something
to me and be neutral.
Okay,
so everything that's put out, even if it's fat, it's going to have an air of opinion anyway, period. There's no way you can do anything neutral, because what you feel is what you feel. Association is simulation.
Well, okay, let me ask you this question then. Do you think we should be, people should be considered news media when they are allowed to mix their own personal opinion in with facts? You feel what I'm saying? Do you think people should call Glenn Beck a news personality? Because that's what he's considered. I don't think he is, because he is giving a personal slant on everything he says. He is not just simply reporting the facts. Even if he's got facts.
Can I say this, though?
Go ahead.
You peep that game, right? You peep that game.
Right.
Why should they be responsible for other people being smart enough to peep that game? That's what's wrong. We are microwave motherfucking people. We want everything quick. These people ain't responsible for how the fuck we feel. If we're not smart enough to see that shit, well, point proven what you said. They stupid as fuck. The cracker got them. Well, fuck it. You straight. So fuck it. You understand? I feel like you govern yourself. You govern the news. You take what the... Just like I'm talking to you, you might be like, that shit was bullshit, but then they got a point. You separate what you know is true, what you know is fuck shit, and you do that same shit when you watch TV, when you conduct business, when you go to work. To me, it's all the same shit.
Okay, so where do you get your... where do you get your information about politics and worldviews? And do you listen to news stories or radio shows based on the actual facts or the personalities that are presenting them?
I don't really give a fuck about the personalities, quite
okay.
honestly. Like,
okay.
Like
all
I
right.
said, a bum on a corner could tell me some shit. And when he tell me, I'm finna go try to find it. I don't care if it's internet. Radio show, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It could be motherfucking Alex Jones. I'm going to go look. I just got to decipher what, you know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling the show, you dig. I hope you call back again, you feel me?
Always
like people to call in the show that, you know, got to express their own opinions and, you know what I'm saying, get their own opinions about everything, and also like some facts, you know, got some facts in their shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Your art is also.
Oh, you also an artist. Well, make sure you when you become my friend on Facebook or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, we got the spotlight when we do the artist spotlights. We're going to play some Raspin music at some point. We're going to have a spotlight on him, of course. And make sure you get the music to me, man. When we connect on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and we do artist interviews and we spin your music and, you know what I'm saying, you give a little opinion about what we're talking about and then, you know, a little rundown about yourself and your career as an artist, too. You feel me? So you got the opportunity also here on K100. You feel me?
Really?
All right, homie. All right, so here we go. Stand by, all right? All right. That's it. Everybody else on the phone who wants to talk, who has hit the number one, has already talked. So you know what that means, you dig? And after the party, it's the after party. This is the third hour of the show. We are not streaming live over the internet, but be forewarned that anything that you say in this particular part of the show will be on the downloadable MP3 version. All right? The show, the replays, all this goes on the replays and the iPods and all that kind of shit right there. You feel what I'm saying? And so without further ado, this is the part where I like to turn the music down just a little bit. And I open up the mic lines to everybody. And you can talk about what you want to talk about. Sometimes we continue on with the conversation that people like to go back and forth or what have you about what we're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're on the phone lines, I'm going to open up the mic, all right? If you've got a lot of background noise or something going on, then I'm going to have to mute your ass. You feel what I'm saying? And if you're not engaging in the conversation, I'll also boot your ass off the show. So you got to talk. On the in the open forum, you can't just sit around and listen. You got to say something, make yourself be known or whatever. When I open up your mic line, and let me know if you want to hang around and engage in a conversation in the after party. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, we may switch topics or we may not. Who knows? I let the people run the last hour of K100. All right, so they feel engaged and they feel empowered. Tonight, I'll cut all you motherfuckers off. No, I'm just playing. Restaurants on the line, Michigan girl. T. Lewis, Key, El Panama, Shay Shay, Ruby Candy, the homie from Alabama, from 337. Is that Alabama? Yeah, that's Alabama. I see Keisha F on the line. Mike is on the line. Please mute your backgrounds, people. 910 Carolina, is this?
Yo,
what's up? Who's this? Derek?
Yeah.
All right, Derek. And I also have a private call on the line, all right?
That's my phone. Just take somebody to get hung up.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll mute that one for right now. All right. So anyway, everybody who I named, I just called, you're on the air right now. Welcome to the show, all right? You did. Thanks for tuning in. All right. What's poppin'? Holla at me.
You got to put a fucking volume level on the fucking sound effects, too, before we go in and fucking fuck.
No! That's how I restore order in this
bitch.
That's how I restore order in this motherfucker. That's the only power I got. You know what I'm saying? Because you motherfuckers better start talking crazy.
We need our ears.
I use that as a restore order. That's my gavel. That's my damn gavel on you motherfuckers.
You can't listen to the show if our ears get bad.
Who has a question? Who's that?
Who has a question? I want to know why you just skipped over me and I had my hand raised. I guess I must be one of the dumb chicks tonight. I don't get to talk.
Have you ever had a talk yet? Wait, stop. Have you talked
no,
yet?
No, I raised my hand, but, you know, you skipped me. So that's all right. Go on to the after show. It's okay.
No, it's good.
I'm good. I don't want to talk now.
I thought you had talked already, Shay. My bad.
No. I'm good.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to acknowledge that you didn't. I raised my hand. I was like, well, damn, maybe I hit the number one. So I hit it again.
Hold on.
Are you going to keep arguing with me? Are you going to let me apologize?
I did apologize, but I didn't. You know, I'm past that now. So we can go on with the after party.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
I accept your apology. So let's continue with the after party.
Wait, Rassi. Hold on. Let me crank the music back up. Let me set the setting back up.
No. We're going to do the after party. Shay done lost her train of thought now. That's okay. I done waited too long.
You don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, Shay has already converted to after party mind.
Yeah, she's going to after party.
Yeah.
All right, it is my drink. I forgot about that now. I was like, well, damn, I guess I'm done today. I'm just going to start drinking.
Thank God I called that 2 minutes before it was the after party.
Wow, I'm sorry. I thought you had talked in the first hour. I had so many people.
I done got out of intellectual mode now.
Hey, Miss Shay. Hey, Miss Key.
Oh.
Hey.
So what y'all want to talk about? Y'all got it. I'm just sitting back.
I don't know. I want to know y'all's sexual confessions because I still want shows to be out tonight.
That's what's going on every night, Ruby.
Y'all don't tell me y'all's sexual confessions, though. Y'all just actually tell me y'all confessions.
I have a question, though. How many of y'all like how Shay's ass look in that picture she posted in the movie?
Me.
I like her look, but it wasn't a close enough view. I need that.
Hey, you got to have Zoom. On your phone.
You got that.
Shay, why did you post that? Shay, why did you post that picture, Shay? That's what I want to know. What made you post that picture up, Shay?
Because somebody thought that I wasn't going to do it, so I had to do it.
So somebody just dared you?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
I dare you to suck my dick,
Shay.
I dare you to let me hit.
Who's next?
Shay, that's not why you did it, Shay.
I had Michigan girl one up too, so I figured if somebody gonna see my ass, they need to see somebody else's ass too.
Oh, Michigan girl, yeah. By the way,
Michigan girl.
He's on the line, Michigan girl.
What is your name? I don't want to call you Michigan girl.
That's her name for the show. You got to call
her. Yeah,
that's
her name for the show.
All right,
she's on the show. You got to call her that. That's what she wants.
That's
Michigan
booty
girl.
Number two. That was booty number two.
What's she doing?
I got it. I was doing something.
What the hell you were doing?
I was checking on my kids. But yeah, Shay, how you get me involved just because you didn't post your booty, then you gonna dare me to do it.
Well, you ain't have to do it, you just did it anyway.
Only booty up.
Miss booty on duty. Y'all
help
me sleep. Y'all help me sleep last night. I slept
like a baby last night after those. I see you over the morning last night. Y'all confused the people. They like, well, who the hell? Y'all say half my name, my whole name, Michigan girl. I'm going to need y'all to just pick one.
Michigan girl. That's your name on the
girl.
Show.
We
on the show,
Miss
that's
booty
her name.
Miss Booty on duty.
32.
And
all these
women,
women, they all got ass except me. That's not
right. Damn. You don't got
no
ass?
Post yours, Ruby.
Ruby got
a long time. Ruby will post ass.
front and everything else.
Hey, you know what? I'm not posting the front because I always get deleted.
We was talking about you last night, too, and I was posting up the I was like, now watch, we need to call Ruby and tell her to put hers up here.
Let me do it right now.
Hold on, when you go
back to
the
group.
Ruby, post it in the group.
I'm putting in a private group. Oh, hell, I'm going to put it on my page.
No, don't do that.
Ruby, no, Ruby, post it to the private group. That way you won't get deleted.
Oh.
Yeah. Ruby, Ruby, it looks like you're showing himself.
It is.
Let you tell it. You don't know that for a fact.
I know that because I'm touching it right now. And the front is very, very, very soft.
Everybody be quiet.
But you know, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about y'all.
Everybody be quiet.
Hey, Miss Shay.
Let me just make it since you're touching it. I want to hear. Everybody be quiet.
Seriously?
It's talking about what kind of booties the guy was. It a, what did they say, a Charmin booty or a
Charmin soft?
He's got it.
Well, Shay, I think it was a general confession.
Did you hear that? I just did it.
Yeah, I heard it loud and clear, sweetheart.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah?
Everybody came to the conclusion that you have an onion booty.
Have a what booty?
Onion booty.
Onion.
The little onion booty.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess you peel off
layers. Yes.
Not a booty. Yeah, that's an onion booty.
Yes.
Onion booty. Anya makes
sexy,
you cry.
Sexy,
onion.
Sexy.
What kind of mission girl have? What kind of mission girl have? Because I heard onion, a lemon, a...
Oh, she got an apple bottom.
Say,
you know what I'm saying?
She got an apple. She do. She got an apple. She got an apple.
Yeah. You got a little apple back there. She got the little onion booty. It's a little different. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
She got the booty. It's sitting perfectly in your hand.
Like a basketball, just helmet.
Yeah, just a
palm. But see, Shay got that kind of again. If you put a pair of jeans on, I think Michigan girls got the kind of, you just love to see in them jeans. You know what I'm saying? You know the apple bottom, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? You feel me?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, but I will give Shay props.
K100 shirt on.
That's
yeah, K100.
Right.
Well, you
that
know,
was, sexy,
for the fam.
I'm trying to get some K100 shirts to get all my K100 officer ladies together and take a little photo shoot. You feel what I'm saying? In the pictures.
You can get some baby t-shirts, some baby tees, or some white beaters.
Hey,
I want to what a video out of somebody smoking that I heard about last night.
That's supposed to be for me. Thank you.
What? What are you talking about?
The video.
Oh, the
video.
LL. Where is that? How can I see it? It's on the
page. It should say Skype Smashing 101. Yeah. But that was Skype Smashing. That was after she called it Skype Smashing, and she had a cigarette after it because it was good. That's that. Hello?
Yeah.
We have
that background music on.
What the hell is that?
What the hell
was
that?
That was probably me. I was on speaker and I had to like change it from speaker to.
Okay.
I heard that little.
She said stop. Sitting there listening to that Island 106 shit.
That was
right.
Me doing my scratching records. Scratch.
Okay. All right. All right. Anybody got anything else they want to talk about, though, for real? Like, it's open forum. Who wants to talk about anything else, though, for real? Really?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh, no,
let's talk about me and you. Let's talk about all the good things.
You and me. You stop.
So Ruby, Ruby, you a preacher's kid for real?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of mercy.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't
know the story where she stands up in the middle of the church at 12 years old and tell everybody she's gay? You know that story?
I heard that story, but I didn't know she was a preacher. I didn't hear about her being a preacher's kid. I remember hearing that story though. So you're right there in the fraternity, all right?
Yeah, I didn't know
the Loyal Order of Preacher's Kids.
Yes.
Wow. Key, we need to start our own club, the ex-preacher's wives.
Okay, that's what we gonna have our little show.
Hell yeah, if you see me around my mom, hell, I'm totally different.
I'm pretty sure you are. I would hope
so. Hell, I'm different around my daddy and shit.
Well, I'm
real around my daddy. I'm different around my mama. Yeah, I'm real around my daddy, but shit, I'm different around my mom. She already know me, but I just respect her.
That's right. That's
right,
all about
right,
respect, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Shit, I'm pretty sure everybody on this damn phone cussing all that, but do they do it around their mama and shit? You know what I'm saying?
I don't even drink it.
I know one day she said, one day my mom came in the house, my dad said, hell. I said, oh, we can cuss now? Hell. She said, no, not you.
No.
I was telling a story one time and slipped up and said a word in front of my mom, and I kept going, and I had to kiss myself. I kissed in front of my mom.
Like, what?
I get cussing in front of my mama, cuss with my mama.
Michigan girl. We based on the story that we had about parents and shit. Go ahead, by all means. Your mama
is
that fucked up.
That's what I be saying. I like. I know you can tell me not. I cuss for my mama anytime.
Right.
I do that in front of my dad.
It must be nice.
I do that in front of my dad.
I told my mom that time. I think she pretty much expect anything to come out of my mouth. So.
Long as anything don't go into it, that's all that matters. Well, yeah, that's what I told her what was about to go into it. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. You told me to be on my knees, so I was like, well, don't worry, I'm about to. Not to that kind of guy, anyway. Oh, no. It's wild, though, because...
It's amazing what tequila will do.
Oh, it ain't, you ain't never lied, you ain't lied. Don't blame it on the alcohol. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Liquid courage, that's liquid courage right there, girl. Tequila was friends, oh really, my best friend. I think I'm gonna do a show about that too. No, it's in the kitchen, I think I'm gonna do a show about that. About what? About what? Liquid courage.
Yeah,
about how people change when they drink. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, Nelly.
Yeah, I'm doing a show about it. How does alcohol... If you are a drinker, you know what I'm saying? How does the alcohol make you feel? How does it change you? Do you change? You feel me? Can you handle your liquor? Yeah, I think I'm going to do a show about that.
I can handle my liquor.
It depends on what liquor it is.
What? Depends what kind of liquor it is. Well, I'm going to do a show about it.
Get you different effects.
I'm going to do a show about it.
Yeah, different liquors have different effects.
Mm-hmm.
So which one gets y'all horny?
And if you...
Tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila, anything clear. Clear.
Jan.
Now, if you want to be getting it in, just stay away from anything citrus. You don't want to be doing those citrus drinks if you know, because that's going to decrease your sex drive. Just a little tip.
Citrus with lemon and citrus drinks.
I'm not gonna say you ain't gonna still want to get it in, but you know if you want to get it in real good, just don't do no citrus drinks.
What you mean, like orange juice and stuff?
No, not orange juice. Mostly lemon. I don't know what it is. The property in lemon is an appetite suppressant, and it's also a sexual suppressant. So. Just stay away from the lemon stuff. You like lemon shots, yeah? Hey,
Shay,
do that with your girls.
I don't know, Shay, because I had some lemon drops, and I had about 7 of them, and
Okay, now, Miss Eating Girl, I'm not saying if you do half the bottle like we do. I'm just saying, typically.
I know, half. You mean 3/4 of the bottle?
I'm just saying. Most
what
people,
the,
they just do a few
fuck?
Shots.
What the fuck is Sophie posted in K100?
What she put?
The page?
Yeah,
she
I had to post a comment on that.
She's tripping.
Yeah.
She tripping. She tripping. I'm finna go off on her. I'm finna post it. I'm finna tell her off right now. Not tell her off, but I'm finna.
I already did.
I don't understand what.
She don't understand why. She don't understand what. Let me read it to you. We can talk about this for 30, 40 minutes. Help me out, K100 fam. What the fuck do men find that's so interesting into watching porn? Regardless if they're single, committed, or married. Like, I just don't get it, or is it just me shaking my head? And I can't win no matter what I say. Men always have some sorry-ass excuse to watch porn. It's just that dumb look. Even my husband. I don't know, babe. Shit, I can't answer that. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Shit, let me catch porn playing in my house, and I'm going to put a Madea on that ass Haitian style. So basically, she going to get mad at her husband if he's watching porn. She don't understand why people watch porn. What the fuck they get out of
it? I watch porn.
Shoot, me too. That's I might be watching it with
her. I just to learn new positions. Yeah, see, that bitch. I'm wrong. We need to talk to Sophie.
Yeah.
Well, I think what it is she done got on a different level
it,
on
as much
something
she like
else.
To have.
No,
she
just forgot.
She feel like
I don't know.
She always
talking about fucking and sex and everything. I mean, she got a problem with porn. I don't know.
Well, you know what I told her, just like I told her on the post, is like, you know, whatever you liked before, just because you're in a relationship, married, whatever, your likes and tastes are not going to change. You're still going to be the same person. Just like if he liked to watch football, if he liked to get some head, he's still going to like porn. That is not going to change.
What if he
like
fucking other women? What if he
like
fucking other women? More than one woman?
Well, y'all might need to have a group every little session every now and then or something. I don't know. Hell.
I agree. You're right. You're absolutely right, Shay. That's a good answer.
I'm just saying. Keeping it 100.
Yeah. If that's what he likes. He likes
to fuck up.
Just bring him pussy every now and then.
Hey, baby, happy birthday.
I saw a movie that's coming out, and I want to get y'all's opinion on it. It's a movie called Hall Pass. And I guess the premise of the show is the woman gives his husband a week off from marriage. You feel what she said? A week off. You're not married. Would you do some shit like that, let's just say, or would you like to get...
Yeah, right.
I would.
Really? If you're like married 10 years or some shit, and you just say, look, you know what, I'm finna give you a hall pass for 1 week, you can live like a single motherfucker. I don't care. Just go. And it's whatever, it's whatever.
And there's no rules or anything.
Yeah, I think it'll make the marriage
bring
better.
Some back. Yeah, and he's going to bring some back with his hall pass. Yeah.
Yeah,
why do you say that? Why? He could go out and do some and get some pussy and do some shit like that, but, I mean, he could strap it up or whatever. You feel what I'm saying?
And what if he gets somebody pregnant in the middle of your marriage? You got to...
That's what I'm saying. How do you know
your family
you
and everything?
Know?
How this came about? Because
everybody not responsible. When you get them, everybody is not responsible. Let's just be real.
If you trust him enough to get him that hall pass, you should trust him enough to be responsible.
Right.
Well, if that's the point,
But when you're single, you're gonna make different decisions than you make when you're married. So, like, if you're giving somebody permission to live as if they're single, you're giving them permission to literally live as if they are single for that entire week. And I don't know if I want him to do it. It ain't a matter about trust. I just don't think I would want him to do it. Because I feel like, well, if we are, you can do everything you want to do pretty much anyway.
It's just 1 week. It's 1 week.
That's
y'all
a long
been married.
Week.
Y'all been married forever. You feel what I'm saying?
So can the wife do it too? That's what I want to know. Can the wife do it
right,
too?
That's my question. If you're gonna do that,
then I think you should be able to give both parties that same hall pass. You feel what I'm saying?
Now what they do with it
is their own business. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's just it. Most likely, the woman probably ain't gonna take it to the extent that the man is gonna take it to.
Maybe not, but you still get the hall pass to do it. If you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. But you still get the hall pass.
Nah, what's the point? If you want to be single, you should just stay single. Damn all that. Let's not play those type of games. No, let's not play games. Let's not play games. It's the real world. It's not a movie. It's
the
real world. Let's not play games. You married for a reason.
The point of the movie was they had been married for a long time. And she was like, you know what? You know, he was just kind of maybe he was just bored with the marriage or whatever. And so the wife was like, you know what? I'm going to give you a hall pass. You can live like you're single for 1 week. And after that, we're going to, you know, you're going to get back into, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So,
and so what if he do that for that week and then he realized, I think I like being single more than married.
Yeah.
Nate's going to divorce you.
Hey, y'all, listen to this.
Somebody call El Panama.
Ruben asked y'all on a question up there. So y'all go in the group and see what Ruben asked y'all. Ruben asked y'all a question in K100.
What?
What she asked?
I don't know. Go to K100. Ruben asked the question. I'm not going
to
say it.
Someone wanted me to ask, what does Blizzard Man Raspy have for us on February 14th? I don't have anything for you asses. Raspy's going to voice
crack. You are crazy.
Raspy said he's going to voice crack. You know what I'm saying? So you fucking bust a nut. I don't have that talent. My voice isn't all, what do you call it, ladies, again?
Hold on, say that again.
Raspy is going to voice fuck you.
Oh, hell no.
On the 14th. You in your ear, you bust a nut. That's what he said.
Well, you know what? On that note, I have a minute before my show. I love you guys. I'll see y'all.
Hey,
y'all,
is somebody calling El Panama?
I'm about to call him.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay,
y'all better show up.
Y'all
better show up. I know your number, Shay.
What time is your show?
Well, it's in a minute. Well, 30 seconds, but after y'all finish here. After y'all finish here.
I'm 95.
So there's no Noonie show going on, too. I got to hit that for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hello? All right. So, I don't even know how much of an after party I'm going to say. I mean, we might shut off early or whatever if nobody wants to continue to talk. It's all good. You feel what I'm saying? I think we had a great show tonight anyway, though. I really liked the show. And the topic. I had a lot of people on the phone line, too. You feel me? Of course, they all fall off. They fall off in the third hour in the after party when when y'all go ham. Like
they
y'all
want no parts. Y'all nasty.
They don't want
y'all
freakiness to rub off on them.
They probably
all
there.
Y'all.
How about y'all say hour? Say hour.
My vision was blurred.
All went blurry, yeah, after you saw that ass. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it did.
His glaucoma started acting up.
Hey,
had to go take his medicine.
You got to get some K100 boy shots for the ass.
When I have the ladies of K100 shooting, you know, I don't have fast shit. So when I do it, you know, I'm going to do it right. So it's going to be official.
Uh-oh.
You know,
everybody knows I don't have look like thongs on me. They look like thongs on me anyway. So,
now see?
That's even better.
But we're going to...
like the straight thongs.
Right. We're going to hook it up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be nice. You know what I'm saying? We're going to Photoshop it and make it look, you know what I'm saying? Real sexy. You feel me? It's going to be for promo. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, it's going to be hot. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh, the latest of K100. Uh-oh, here we come.
What's up?
It's going to be for promo stuff, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to be real. We're going to get the makeup artist in there. I might use the girl that Key used for her shoot because she's hot.
Yeah, she does real well.
Yeah. Maybe that photographer that did Alvina's shoot, he's great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's got a good eye. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get it done. It's going to be right because it's going to be...
Now, look. Now, Faye, you was talking all that shit about Michigan, girl, and what did you just call me?
You could be two different people tonight. Your other personality. You can be Juicy. She can be Juicy.
Hey, Juicy. Oh, okay, I had a moment. Juicy, now, just put the halo off. The halo is off. What the hell?
You done got your halo dirty. Juicy. Look at that.
Alright, look, fellas, ladies
and
gentlemen, I gotta end the show right now. I got something to get into, so I'm ending the show.
Uh-oh,
you dig?
Something to get into.
Your fucking mind is in the gutter.
I'm just saying, you said something
get
to get
in.
Well, you
said
something to get into.
I didn't say something one.
Okay, well, you know,
fine, fine.
I guess my mind is in the gutter, but I mean, hey.
Pussy is something to get into.
It is something to get into, and I would like to have something to get into.
I need something to get into me.
Uh-oh.
No, that's right. Damn it.
Both of y'all, come on over. You know the address. All right, ladies. I'm ending the show. K100,
well,
I'm out.
Good night, freakettes.
What'd you say?
Good night, freaks and freakettes.
I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Y'all be easy.
All right.